This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
And it is now fourth down for St. Cecilia. Ball is pushed all the way back to the 27-yard line.
Actually, the Hawks are going to go for it here in fourth down.
Fourth down and 14 yards to go from the 27-yard line. Wide receiver splits out wide to the right side. Here's a pitch play and a handoff. Getter's got the ball. Back down to Swinkie. He's got a man wide open downfield. It's caught at the 5-yard line. Into the end zone. Touchdown.
The C1 State Football Championship is on the air, and St. Cecilia is back in Lincoln playing for their first state title since the year 2000.
We just got the final score in from Boys Town. A surprise here. Norfolk Catholic knocks off Boys Town by a score of 14-7.
Today's game is brought to you by the St. Cecilia Sports Boosters. It's the Blue Hawks and the Knights, and it's right here on your link to high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Now, let's go live to Lincoln with KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. We've got the Class C1 State High School Football Championship here this afternoon as Hastings St. Cecilia gets set to take on the Knights out of Norfolk Catholic. As we talk with St. Cecilia head coach Carl Tesburn, coach, into the final ball game of the season, into the state championship, obviously a big day for your program and the kids.
Well, it really is, and, you know, you're always hoping to get here. And you play 12 games in a year, and now we're playing 13, and, you know, that's the most you can play. And you just kind of tell them, always the old saying, one at a time, and we just kept going. And went through a lot of adversity with weather and some injuries and things, and you just keep plugging along. Next thing you know, you're the only teams left in your division, and you're playing for all the accolades.
Coach, back in August when we started the 2-a-days, it seemed so long ago, but did you envision that you could be playing here for this 2009 season?
Oh, not really. You know, it was kind of interesting that one of the reporters called and said they had picked us number one, and I said, oh, really? And they said, well, based on what you had coming back and looking at everybody else's teams and things, they thought we had a chance. So I guess that gave us the idea that maybe we were going to be in the hunt. But, you know, there, as you know, Mike, there are no guarantees. And our kids have worked hard. The nice thing about it is this group of seniors have put a lot of time in preparation, and it's always nice to see some, you know, reward for their efforts come back in the fact that they're in the finals.
Was there a point in this season where you thought that, yeah, hey, this team might be the team that can carry us?
You know, it really, no, not really. You know, we weren't really just, you know, we were winning games and, you know, we were ahead a lot at halftime, but we weren't necessarily just blowing people away. And then, you know, then toward the end, we got a couple of, you know, scores that got up a little bit higher there, and we started to realize that maybe, but, you know, our schedule really wasn't, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of people on our schedule that were in the state ratings or, you know, even above 500. So it's hard to judge what you're doing, you know, your wins and things on your season if you don't have more opponents there that are, you know, kind of a little bit more rated and doing better in their seasons.
The last outing was your closest game of the season. That was the win the other night of Broken Bow, 14-12. That was a heck of a football game.
Well, it really was, and you know, we kept thinking maybe you know, Battle Creek or you know, Crofton or even Gordon Rushville. You know, we thought all of those teams were quality teams, and then to go on up and play Broken Bow, and you know, we were impressed with their win over Shattern. But again, when you kept thinking that maybe somebody was going to test you along the way, and you haven't been tested, and then finally, you know, you run into that test up there. But you know, that's a credit to Broken Bow and how well they prepared and the effort they gave that night, and the fact that maybe we needed a little bit of a wake-up call, if that's what you want to call it. But I, you know, I think that game was every bit as close as it probably should have been, and that's the kind of games you're supposed to be playing this time of the year.
Hey, your kids overcame a lot during that ball game. Had to play a great defense the entire four quarters, and then they came up with the big play at the end, the double reverse pass that finally got you on the scoreboard and propelled you to the win.
Well, it really did. Now, you know, we recalled back in the 2000 year, the year that we were state champions, you know, that team played you know, just waltzed through the season, the regular season. They got in the playoffs in every one of those games. Every one of them were close, and they were within a touchdown every one of those games. And so, again, I think, you know, this year we thought maybe it would be that way. It wasn't, and maybe that's just the fact that maybe C1 was just down a little bit. And you know, now when you get to the semis, though, all four of those teams were undefeated, and all four of them, you know, by the scores of those games, you know, any team could be in the finals.
All right, it's Norfolk Catholic here this afternoon for the Class C1 State Championship. We'll come back and talk about the Knights when our pregame show continues.
Klingler Embroidery. continues to be your one-stop shop for business apparel. Klingler Embroidery has the latest styles in easy care fabrics. Check out the selection of ladies' apparel with matching styles for men at Klingler's. As always, there's no minimum order. Fill-ins are not a problem. For quality work at competitive prices, Klingler Embroidery, helping your business look outstanding. Klingler Embroidery, 306 North Lincoln, downtown Hastings.
Back with AC Saints SA head coach Carl Tesmer. He's at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln this afternoon for the Class C1 State High School Football Championship. Coach, on the opposite side today, another undefeated team as the Norfolk Catholic comes in 12-0 in the season. They beat Boys Town in the semifinals 14-7, and just by that score, Boys Town was highly regarded in Class C1. Just your overall impressions of this Norfolk Catholic team.
Well, you know, if we had our druthers, nothing against Boys Town, I think we'd rather be playing them because of the tradition. You know, Norfolk Catholic's got 7 state championships in C1, and, you know, they do so many things right. You know, they're always doing things execution right, whether it's offense, defense, or special teams. And so when you get those types of teams that are exceptionally well-coached, their kids are in the right places in the right areas all the time, and they're making the plays, you know, it's tough to come up with a win against those people. And you know, they put together another outstanding season. They were kind of a sleeper in the whole picture. You know, some people said, well, they're good, but they didn't know if they were going to be that good. And I think they finally come together, and the schedules allowed them to come together. And, you know, we'll have our hands full. You know, I look for a close game. If the scoring gets out of hand, you know, I don't see it on our part. So, you know, we're going to do our best, and the challenge is there, and we're just going to have to slug it out with them and see if we can't come away with a win.
We've talked about it several times throughout the season when we see these teams from the Northeast. They kind of have their own brand of football up there, and we know it's going to be a tough physical football game this afternoon.
Well, they really do. You know, a lot of them play their 6-man fronts up there, and, you know, I don't know if it's the cold weather or the wind or what. They just think people can't throw or what, or don't want to throw, but they really pack it up there. And then, you know, that's 6-man front. And then, of course, you know, they've got good personnel on offense, too. I have tremendous respect for their quarterback and their I-back. The I-back breaks a lot of tackles, Mike, and real shifty kind of kid. And he's not going to give you a good, clean shot at him all the time. So you're going just to have to grab a leg or hold on if you want and then hope that he doesn't drag you another 2 or 3 yards. He's just a very, very good runner. And a quarterback, again, real shifty, play-action stuff. And you know, we had a little trouble with the quarterback last week, and so I'm sure if they looked at film, which they did, and, you know, we might see a little more option football tonight than they planned on running just because we were a little bit vulnerable to that last week. But, you know, overall, just sound on offense and defense and special teams, very, very few mistakes, linebackers that flow to the ball, front people that kind of control the line of scrimmage on the defensive side and allow those linebackers to run.
Tell you what, the quarterback, you mentioned him, he's a dual threat type of quarterback. He can run it, he can throw it, and he's definitely our focus point as far as their offense is concerned today.
Oh, I think so. You know, Anita, how do you stop a quarterback like that? You don't. One that can do them both pretty darn tough. You just got to be aware of these around and try to, you know, when they run the option and things, try to make sure you take him out of it anyway, make him pitch the ball. But, again, their eye back is so good, too. So, you know, it's going to take our best effort, you know. Maybe late luck with a little bit of wind and rain will help us. But, you know, if either one of those guys want to turn an ankle early in that game, it certainly is not going to hurt our feelings.
Well, you mentioned the linebacking core. They look like they got two tremendous linebackers out there today. Brant O'Bannon, Banlin is one guy, and then Corey Schaefer is the other guy, both with well over 100 tackles here this year.
Well, right, and they're a pair in there. You know, they kind of remind me a little bit, not with size-wise, but remind me a little bit of Gettert and Small last year. You know, both are. Gettert was right at 90, 99, right at 100, and Small wasn't too far behind, but 85 or so. And so when you got a pair of linebackers, but, you know, in size-wise, they don't have the size. They just have that toughness, you know, to go to the ball and get their shoulder in there and make a play. And, again, if you look at the way their defense is designed, they can run. They're free to go from you know, inside out just as free as they can be, because those defensive tackles and ends are packed inside. They're in twos and fours, and it makes it very difficult to get to the linebackers. And so we're going to try and get them get at them coming from the outside down and try to, you know, slow them down a little bit that way, and then hopefully we can get outside of that. So we'll see, Mike. We'll just, as the game goes on, we'll just have to see.
Keys to the ball game today.
Without a doubt, you know, just trying to keep them from running and throwing. They're going to throw the ball well if we can hold down the running game. You know, we're going to give up the ball in the air. We have all year, and they've got a good, you know, 6'5" receiver over there that they throw to, and But if we can just keep them from rushing the ball, you know, consistently for 5 or 6 yards and you know, get a big play in there, a stop at 1 or 2, and then maybe get them to, you know, punt to us, that'll be. And then our running game, you know, I just, you know, Bo has thrown the ball well. He's thrown for 1,000 yards, and he's very efficient. He throws very few interceptions, but, you know, we haven't made a living throwing the ball. We've just, you know, it's been our ground game, and we've got to get it going. We've got two excellent backs back there in Conan and Seeley, and, you know, if we can just find a little seam in there in one of those gaps up front, maybe we can get something going.
Obviously, everybody's going to be jacked up right from the very beginning of a state championship ball game. The Memorial Stadium crowd, controlling your emotions early in this ball game, is that key?
Without a doubt. You know, I don't know about Norfolk, but our kids will be so high, and we've been trying to just tell them to relax a little bit, because by the halftime, they're going to be spent if they're not careful. It's just, we're going to have to just come out and stay under control, stay focused, and you know, do our best with the idea that we're not so wound up and so wild that we don't have anything left, because it's going to be a long afternoon.
Okay, good luck today.
Thank you.
Carl Tesmer, my head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around. The starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. It's the Class C1 State Championship today. Norfolk Catholic and Hastings St. Cecilia. The game is next.
St. Cecilia High School is a private Catholic college preparatory school for grades 9 through 12, focusing on the student in a professional learning community, striving to provide a challenging academic experience while developing the whole student spiritually and socially. St. Cecilia students have contributed thousands of hours of community service to Hastings and the area. Students can participate in 12 sports programs, plus many other school activities, including academic decathlon and Teens for Life. Call Hastings Catholic Schools at 462-2105 and at stchastings.org.
Play-by-play of tonight's game is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics. Now, here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, the Class C1 State High School Football Championships today on 1230 KHAS and also on ESPN Superstation, KXPN, and in KICS. Hastings St. Cecilia getting set to take on Norfolk Catholic here this afternoon. Both teams coming in, a record of 12 wins, no losses on the season. Both teams had scares in the semifinals. Norfolk Catholic knocked off number one ranked Boys Town by a score of 14-7, while the Blue Hawks got their first test of the season. They outlasted Broken Bow by the score of 14-12. Both of these teams have had a pretty successful season, as you might expect, at 12-0. The Knights have won by an average score of 30-10 so far this season. They are led by Kelby Searle, who has rushed for 1,234 yards, 18 touchdowns so far this season. Their quarterback, as we talked in the pregame show with the coach, we're going to have to stop this afternoon, Austin Ketter. He has gone 86 for 144, passing the football for 1,396 yards and 14 touchdowns. Their leader on defense is Brant O'Banlin. He leads Norfolk Catholic with 85 solo tackles, 88 assisted tackles, and 5 quarterback sacks so far this season. The Blue Hawks have outscored their opposition this year, 516-72. Of course, Dalton Seeley getting the way for the Blue Hawks offensively. Paul Gennert for the St. Cecilia defense. Temperature is going to be in the 40s here this afternoon. The winds that could be somewhat of a factor. They're blowing out of the south here this afternoon. Actually, they've been swirling here at the stadium. We had the preceding ball game in Class C2, and it played a little bit of an effect to that ball game. We'll see what happens here this afternoon as Hastings St. Cecilia gets set to take on Norfolk Catholic in this football game here today. St. Cecilia is going to be the visiting team. They're going to be in their white tops with their black bottoms here this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the blue. Norfolk Catholic going to be in their red uniforms with their red bottoms, their red tops, and their red football helmets here this afternoon. I'm Mike Will. I'll call a play-by-play for you this afternoon. Jimmy Purcell joins me alongside. And, Jimmy, it's for all the marbles now as Hastings St. Cecilia gets set to take on a very good Norfolk Catholic team here this afternoon.
Well, it is, Mike, and it's just a great chance, a great opportunity for all the kids at St. Cecilia and as far as Norfolk Catholic to be here at this nice venue here at the Memorial Stadium, just a great facility to play a football game. And, you know, the Hawks with a very successful season, getting a big scare last week at the hands of the Broken Bow Indians, and then as far as Norfolk Catholic goes, them as well having a very big scare as well in their semifinal game. But I think both teams won't have any problem getting up for this game when you're playing here at Memorial Stadium where the big boys play. So this ought to be a whale of a ball game. Two very similar football teams on the field today.
St. Cecilia making their fourth appearance in the state finals as far as football is concerned. Of course, the Hawks, the last time they were here, were back in 2000. They won the state championship in Class C1. The Hawks finished runner-up in Class C2 in 1983 and also in 1995. Meanwhile, for Norfolk Catholic, they have been here quite a bit. This is their 11th appearance in the state finals. They were champions in 1983, 1991, 1998, and 1999, in addition to 2004 and 2005, Norfolk Catholic finishing as the state runners-up in 1984, 1987, 1993, and 1996. Norfolk Catholic is coached by former Husker quarterback Matt Terman. He's been on the sidelines. This is a team that's averaging right at 235 yards per ball game rushing. They throw for 355 yards of total offense per ball game for Norfolk Catholic. Defensively, they're very good too. They give up 122 yards per ball game rushing, only 71 yards per game passing for 193 yards. Very similar to what we might expect out of Hastings St. Cecilia. The Blue Hawks have been racking up some points here this year. They're averaging 43 points per ball game. They give up only 6 on defense. The Blue Hawks offensively averaging 316 yards per ball game rushing, 87 yards passing for 403 yards of total offense. Their defense has been just as stout, Jimmy, 95 yards rushing, 40 yards passing, 135 yards in total defense. I think it's going to be the defense here this afternoon. The one that excels is the one that's going to come out on top here this afternoon.
Well, I think so, Mike, and I mentioned the two guys that are very similar that have carried the load all season long, and that's Dalton Seeley, 1,786 yards. And on the other side, you've got Kelby Sile, 1,234 yards and 18 touchdowns. Two very similar backs, very very powerful, and will not sidestep a defender. They will just take you head on. And a couple of real similar as far as size matchups, very similar. It's just going to be a real good ball game. Neither team really likes to throw the football around a whole lot, but when they do, they seem to be very successful. And but I think it's going to be key for the Hawks, as they will receive this opening kickoff, to get off to a good start, get the running game established, and then allow Bo Schwenka maybe to roll out on a little play-action pass to open up things in the middle against this Norfolk Catholic defense.
This is the second game of the day, the second game of three, and the preceding one had a heck of a ball game. The Class C2 state championship went to Ponca as they beat Hardington Cedar Catholic in overtime by a score of 14-13. So Ponca wins Class C2 14-13 in overtime over Hardington Cedar Catholic. Norfolk Catholic won the toss here this afternoon. They deferred to the second half, so St. Cecilia will get the ball first. And the Blue Hawks will be moving from our right to our left as we view it high atop Memorial Stadium here this afternoon. They had three state championship games here yesterday. In Class D2, Humphrey St. Francis knocked off Hayes Center by the score of 34-0. The Class D1 final, it was Howells all over Giltner by the score of 68-28. And the Class A state championship ball game played here last night, Millard South over Millard West by the score of 45-17. We've got the Class B state championship ball game coming up next. That ball game will kick off at 7:15. A contest you'll be able to hear tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS and ESPN 1460 KXPN in Kearney. So we're set to go here this afternoon, waiting for the TV guys to come back from their TV timeouts, and we're going to get ready to go for action here this afternoon. Norfolk Catholic will have Drew Farley kicking off here this afternoon, and dropping back deep for Hastings St. Cecilia is going to be Dalton Seeley as he waits here at the four-yard line. The official hands Farley the ball, and we're set to go. Good crowd on hand. You wouldn't expect it out of a stadium that seats 85,000 people, but lots of folks on each side of the football field here this afternoon.
Well, we're high enough. I geared up with cotton before I got here just for the bloody noses. As high as we are up here on the sixth floor in the skyboxes here high above Memorial Stadium. But, yeah, as you look down to the far side, Norfolk Catholic fans, a lot of people over there. It doesn't look like it with this big stadium. But this ought to be a dandy. And as we come circling in high over top, as we put the landing gear down, lots of Hawk fans here as we've seen them filter into the stadium. And you hear the crowd roar as they get ready for this opening kickoff.
Should be a dandy, the Class C1 state championship here this afternoon on 1230 KHIS and also on the ESPN Superstation. There's the kick. It's going to come down to St. Cecilia at the 5-yard line. Coming this side to the 10, that's Jackson with the ball. Jackson to the 15, to the 20, and he's going to be dropped down at the 21-yard line. So Jackson brings the ball back. That's Cody Jackson for Hastings St. Cecilia. Seeley was in the middle. stationed at about the 3-yard line, but the ball kind of angled off to the far side, and Cody Jackson brings the ball back for Hastings St. Cecilia. So the Blue Hawks will start first down and 10 on their own 21-yard line. Again, the Blue Hawks will be moving from our right to our left here in the first quarter of play. Bo Schwenke, the quarterback, 180, a senior. Dalton Seeley, running back, 200-pound senior. Ben Conan will be the fullback, 200-pound senior. They're going to line up with the Maryland I formation. This is what they really ran basically in the ball game against Broken Bow last week in the semifinals. Seeley gets the first call, hops over a man at the 25 to the 30, fumbles the football, and a stack up out here at the 34-yard line, and Norfolk Catholic has got the ball. Very first play, Dalton Seeley fumbles the football away. It's recovered by Norfolk Catholic, and the Knights have the football at the St. Cecilia 34-yard line.
Well, and even to add injury to insult, Dalton Seeley shaken up on that play as he'll hobble off to the sidelines. The medical staff for St. Cecilia will meet him right at the sidelines. Looks like a possible ankle injury right away, but Seeley was able to pick up some nice yardage off the left side and then was just hit by one of the linebackers for the Knights, and the ball comes loose. Norfolk Catholic with the first big break. They'll bring it down to the 33-yard line, first and 10, Norfolk Catholic.
Austin Ketter is the quarterback for Norfolk Catholic as they hand the ball away. That's going to be Sile with the ball, and Sile brings it across the 30 down to the 29-yard line. So a short pickup will give him about 4 yards in the play. Kirby Sile is a guy we'll have to contend with all afternoon, as Jimmy mentioned, over 1,200 yards rushing so far this year. He can also catch the ball coming out of the backfield. In fact, this is a pretty good throwing football team. We'll see here this afternoon as Ketter is thrown for nearly 1,400 yards so far this season. Wide receiver splits out to the left side. In fact, two wideouts will go to the left side. One lone setback behind Austin Ketter, and they're going to hand the ball away to O'Banion as Brent O'Banion brings the ball close to the 26-yard line. And now it's going to be Norfolk Catholic looking at a third down situation. Paul Gettert and in the stop for Hastings St. Cecilia defensively. Gettert, the leading tackler for this Blue Hawk defense.
Gettert had a whale of a ball game up in Broken Bow. And on that play there, Jake Schwartz was able to get some nice penetration in there, but not able to bring the running back down. And then Gettert coming in, he was all over the field last week up in Broken Bow.
So it's third down here for Norfolk Catholic. Third down at about 3 yards to go from the St. Cecilia 26-yard line, just underway. St. Cecilia fumbling away. Their opening play here this afternoon. Man comes in motion to the near side. Pitch back will come. Looking, and getting to the 25-yard line. That's it. Sile is buried on the play there by Hastings St. Cecilia. Did not get to the first down stakes. He had to take it to about the 23.5-yard line. Sile is knocked down into play at the 25, and now Norfolk Catholic is looking at a fourth down situation here. Fourth down for the Knights at the St. Cecilia 25-yard line. Their field goal kicker has hit a 47-yard field goal so far this year. That is Drew Farley, but well, they're going to go for it. Looks like they're going to have a field goal attempt here. This is going to be 42 yards. So Farley kicking field goals, 7 of 12 so far this year. His longest has been 47. It's from the near side hash mark. Lucas Lyons will hold. Ball is down. The kick is up, and it's sailing toward the uprights, and that one is going to be good. He hits one from 42 yards out, so Norfolk Catholic gets on the scoreboard thanks to a Dalton Seeley fumble on the opening play of the football game. A 42-yard field goal here for Norfolk Catholic with 9 minutes and 39 seconds to play in quarter number one. We'll take a break with a score. Norfolk Catholic 3, Hastings St. Cecilia nothing.
For residential and commercial electrical work in and around Hastings, call the professionals at Ideal Electric. Large or small, Ideal Electric can handle it. Whether it's a new home, remodeling, adding circuits or a breaker box, outlets, lighting a garage, or installing a ceiling fan, give Ideal Electric a call, 463-4776. Ideal Electric, your ideal choice for electrical work. 123 East E Street in Hastings. Large or small, call Ideal Electric for your next electrical project, 463-4776. 1230 KHAS.
So with Dalton Seeley fumbled us off the ball game for Hastings St. Cecilia, recovered by Norfolk Catholic. St. Cecilia's defense, Jimmy, does a good job stepping up there, now allowing Norfolk Catholic to pick up a first down, but they connect on a 42-yard field goal, and it's all of a sudden a 3-0 ball game in favor of Norfolk Catholic.
Well, and updating the Dalton Seeley injury, obviously not very severe. He is back on the kickoff team here. He will be the lone man back deep. He'll stand at about his own 5-yard line. I watched him when he came off the sidelines, and Dr. Herbert, the medical staff, was able to take a look at him. They did not retape any ankles, so obviously just tweaked that ankle as he's been beat up pretty much all year long, very physical back, and in on there defensively as well. But we talk about the defensive stand on third down. A.J. Toms leading the troops on the tackle and bringing down Sile for no gain there. That was a big defensive play. And then, boy, when we're high atop here, I didn't think that that field goal had enough range to get there as the wind is swirling here in the stadium. But just cleared the crossbars. It was good. So Norfolk Catholic takes the early 3-0 lead.
9:39 to play here in the opening quarter this afternoon. Hastings St. Cecilia and Norfolk Catholic for the Class C1 state championship. Both of these teams are 12-0 in the season. In fact, the remaining two ball games, all four teams are undefeated. We've got Aurora coming up next in their ball game with Omaha Scott. That'll be for the Class B state championship. That one will get started at 7:15 here tonight. So the guy who hit the 42-yard field goal comes back out to kick off for Norfolk Catholic. That's Drew Farley. Again, Seeley stands back here at the 3-yard line, and now the wind blows the ball out for the tee, and Farley will have to reset that. So a 42-yard field goal for Norfolk Catholic, and the Knights have got the lead here over Hastings St. Cecilia. Norfolk Catholic, boy, they've just set up shop here in the state finals the past couple of decades. They have been here 11 times seeking their seventh state championship here this afternoon. Now they got to hold the ball on the tee as Seeley waits here at the 3-yard line for St. Cecilia. There's the kick. Going to angle off with the far side. Jackson grabs it again at the 10-yard line. Back to the center of the field to the 15. Jackson at the 20 brings the ball to the 25-yard line. And that's where Hastings St. Cecilia will start. Tackle is made downfield by Kelby Sile for Norfolk Catholic. So St. Cecilia, one offensive play and one fumble so far in the football game. They got at this ceiling. He coughs up the pig. I'm sure Dalton would like to get one back right here. Seeley again, 1,786 yards so far this season. He's really not known as a fumbler, but he fumbles the first snap away for St. Cecilia. He has scored 30 touchdowns for the Blue Hawks. First down, 10 yards to go from the 25-yard line. Getter comes in motion. Hand off to Kota. Now a penalty flag down. They blow this one dead, and St. Cecilia may have jumped the gun a little bit. There's the indication it's going to be an illegal procedure call on Hastings St. Cecilia. The officiating staff this afternoon, all from Lincoln. A Lincoln officiating staff here today for the Class C2 state championship ball game. That's an illegal procedure call on the Blue Hawks to bring the ball back to the 20-yard line.
Mike, if you look at any similarities in these two, they both played a couple of teams that alike. We'll get to that. Crofton, one of the teams St. Cecilia played in the playoffs. Also Battle Creek. We'll get to those scores right after this.
Here's Conan with the ball as he takes it straight ahead, and he moves it out to about the 23-yard line. So he'll pick up a 3 on the play. It's going to bring up a second down and 12 situation after the penalty on the Blue Hawks.
We talk about the teams they played in similarities. Crofton St. Cecilia was able to upend Crofton 48-14 in the regular season. Norfolk beat Crofton 44-19. Also Battle Creek, which was a St. Cecilia foe, they were able to beat them 47-12. And Norfolk Catholic having a little trouble, but was able to come away with a 17-7 victory. So a couple of similarities, but two teams that they played.
Here's Schwenke, option play, pitchback comes to Seeley, trying to get outside. He does, across the 25 to the 30, out to the 31-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Eric Becker, the free safety coming up to make the stop. Nice block out front there by the wide receiver for St. Cecilia, Paul Gettert.
Well, Getter, we talk about him defensively. He just completely flies to the football on the defensive side of things. And then offensively, very valuable in there as a blocking back. And we show it on the replay here on the big screen. And a great job by Getter getting Seeley around the corner, picking up nearly 7 yards. And the Hawks will be faced with a third down and about 5 here. Ball on the 30-yard line.
So big third down call early in the ball game for St. Cecilia. They have yet to pick up a first down here in the contest. Third down and 5 from the 30. Unbalanced line goes off to the right side. Schwenke with the ball, brings it back, hands it away to Seeley. Angles off left side, 35, 36, 37, brings it to the 38-yard line, and he's got a first down. Tough, hard run there by Dalton Seeley, the leading rusher for Hastings St. Cecilia. Tackle is made in there by Eric Becker, number one, and also Dylan Piper coming downfield, the defensive end, a 235-pound senior, 6'5" for Norfolk Catholic.
Got a good job there by the St. Cecilia offensive line, really taking charge up there, opening up a nice seam for Dalton Seeley off the left side. And then Seeley, just a pure strength, was able to bowl ahead for a gain of 7 yards in the first down as they move the ball out to the 37-yard line.
7:53 to play here in the first quarter, 3-0. Norfolk Catholic has got the lead. Getter comes in motion. They fake the ball to him. Schwenke has still got the ball. Rolls right side. His pass is going to be caught. 42-yard line, 45, and he's out of bounds. Up around the 50-yard line, that's Conan coming out of the backfield. So Ben Conan coming out of the backfield grabs that one. Tackle is made by Austin Ketter, number 10, the outside linebacker. So Schwenke has not had to throw the ball a whole lot this season, Jimmy, but a very effective passer, 57 out of 86, throwing the football around He's over 1,000 yards. St. Cecilia's got their second first down at their own 48-yard line.
Well, and one thing with Swinke, very comfortable back there, and with that big offensive line in front of him, they do a great job protecting him. They have all season long. As he rolled to the right side, he found Conan. Conan, a very good receiver. But if I look downfield there, Drew Pacheva wide open. Don't be surprised the Hawks don't go back to that formation sometime here early in this ballgame.
There's an inside trap play as they get the ball to Conan. Brings it across the 50-yard line into Knight territory as he moves it down to about the 48. A pickup of 4 yards in the play for Ben Conan as he goes right up the middle. Ashton Nolte into the stop for Norfolk Catholic. Up front, they've got Piper at 235, Nolte at 210, and also Bomer in there at 200, and Toltzman at 190. So not a real big defensive line here for Norfolk Catholic. Second down for Hastings St. Cecilia. They have got the ball now at the Norfolk Catholic 48-yard line. Handoff again to Seeley. This time he is going to be hitting down. He goes submarining, and coming in to make the stop there is Brant O'Banion. He's an inside linebacker for Norfolk Catholic. He is the leading tackler for the Knights. Get this, 174 tackles for O'Banion so far this year, 5'9", 170-pound senior.
But you can see he's a real leader out there, Mike, because he was able to smell that one out as soon as Swinka handed the ball off to Seeley. O'Banion was right there in Seeley's hip pocket, hitting down for no gain. So third down here, 3 to go on the 46.
St. Cecilia moving from our right to our left here in the first quarter, trailing in the ball game. Handoff goes to Conan, spins away from one man and takes the ball down to the 41-yard line. Going to be very close to a first down as Ben Conan takes the ball down to the 41. O'Banion again in on the stop there for Norfolk Catholic. They will move the sticks, Jimmy. That's the third first down. And now St. Cecilia doing what they want to do here, and that's grind it out against Norfolk Catholic.
Well, and it's what the Hawks have done all year long. They've taken pride in running the football with that big offensive line, opening up some holes. And when you got Conan and Seeley back there, two very physical running backs, they do a tremendous job. And that was Conan that time, and that was just sheer second effort as Conan was able to use second and third effort to pick up the necessary yardage and another first down.
Now they hand the ball away to Conan again, and they blow this one dead. Inside trap play again to Ben Conan, the fullback, but they blow this one dead. And it appears that St. Cecilia is going to be penalized for the second time today. And that's the case, illegal procedure call against the Blue Hawks. So two illegal procedure penalties on this drive for St. Cecilia. That'll bring the ball back out to the 46-yard line. In the second ball game of the day today, Ponca winning the Class C2 state championship with a 14-13 win over Hardington Cedar Catholic. That game in overtime here late this morning and early this afternoon. First down and 15 yards to go. St. Cecilia with the ball at the 46-yard line of Norfolk Catholic. I formation, double tights. Handoff goes to Seeley. Hops inside across the 45, takes it down to the 40-yard line. So a pickup of about 6 yards on the play. Ashton Nolte in the stop again for Norfolk Catholic. And now St. Cecilia looking at a second down situation here. They basically get the penalty yards back. It's second down and about 10 yards to go. The ball resting between the 40 and the 41 here this afternoon.
Mike, you talk about the penalties early for St. Cecilia and then also the Dalton Seeley fumble. Probably some pretty big butterflies in those individual stomachs. They haven't been here since 2000. And this is a big-time show for the Blue Hawks. As a Norfolk Catholic, you mentioned in the pregame show, they've been here quite often.
Here's a Schwenka play-action pass. Rolls to his right. He stops. He's still got the ball. Center of the field, 45-40. Bo still with it at 35-yard line. Gets away. Brings it near sideline, 30. 25-20. Schwenka down to the 17-yard line. Tackle made downfield by Brant O'Banion again, the inside linebacker. Swinka wanted to throw the football. That was a play-action pass. He rolls to his right, couldn't find anybody downfield, and then brought it entirely across the field this way, found some running room, and Bo Swinka takes the ball down to the 17-yard line, first down.
Boy, and again, sooner or later, they're going to find Paul Getter downfield. Swinka was scrambling on that play there. Getter was able to break free. He was standing at the 10-yard line all alone, but Swinka was just running for his life and uses sheer speed to get around the corner, picks up 21 yards. They'll take it all the way down to the 17-yard line of Norfolk Catholic.
Schwenke under center, backs to the I formation. Getter comes in motion near side. Schwenke bobbles the ball, and here's another penalty flag down. Another penalty flag down. It's going to be an illegal procedure call in St. Cecilia, the third one of this drive. Blue Hawks having trouble getting into sync here in the opening quarter of play.
Well, obviously, as we mentioned, probably the butterflies a little bit, but just wanting to get that quick jump off the line of scrimmage as soon as the ball snapped. I didn't get a number who jumped early, but obviously the Hawks are geared up and ready to go. They've got a nice drive put together. They've taken this deep into Norfolk Catholic territory with a what, third down and 15 here. First down and 15.
Here's a handoff to Seeley. Brings it across the 20 down to about the 18-yard line. So he just angles off to the right side. Stopped in the play after 2 yards. Corey Schaefer, the inside linebacker. He's the third leading tackler on this team. 115 stops for Schaefer. He's 5'11", 200 pounds, and a junior. And now St. Cecilia looking at a second down situation here. Second down and about 12 yards to go. The ball sitting between the 19 and the 20. Hawks trailing in the ball game by the score of 3-0. An early 42-yard field goal by Norfolk Catholic has got the Knights out on top. Here's a pitch back. Seeley has got the ball. Jukes the man at the 19-yard line. Moves the pile down to about the 15 or the 16. St. Cecilia going to be looking at third down and short. Tackle is made in there by Norfolk Catholic. And on the stop there for the Knights was number 74. That's Robert Gerard. So now it's third down. Third down for St. Cecilia from the 15-yard line of Norfolk Catholic. We got 3 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the first quarter from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. This is the Class C1 State High School Football Championship today on 1230 KHAS and also on ESPN Radio this afternoon. Third down for St. Cecilia from the 15-yard line of Norfolk Catholic. Double wing set now for St. Cecilia. They hand it away to Seeley. He's going to be hit the backfield, and down he goes. That was a different formation that I've seen St. Cecilia run, at least lately. Here offensively, at a double wing set with one lone setback behind the quarterback, Schwenken. They hand the ball away to Seeley on some county action. He was a part of the wing to the left side, and it was blown up nicely there by Norfolk Catholic. A loss in the play. Actually, no gain as they move it to the 18. That's going to bring up a fourth down now for the Hawks.
Yeah, and a good job defensively. Again, you mentioned O'Banlan, number 47. He was in on the tackle. Also, Ashton Nolte in there to bring Seeley down for no gain. But remember last week we had all kinds of ditzy doodle with that reverse passes. We're going to have St. Cecilia go for it here. Fourth and 10, ball on the 17.
Schwenke wants to throw the football out of that double wing set again. Backs up. He throws the ball into the end zone. That one is going to be incomplete. Looking for Seeley down there. It was broken up nicely by Norfolk Catholic. That's Tyler Haybrock back there defensively, the quarterback, the 5'10", 170-pound senior. So on the second possession of the ball game for St. Cecilia, they put together a nice drive. They take it right downfield inside the red zone, but they come away with 0 points on the scoreboard, and now the Knights have the football back.
Well, more importantly, probably the three penalties really very costly against St. Cecilia, the three motion calls. Just 5 yard varieties, but it was able to push the Blue Hawks back a little bit, and then they were forced into a tough call at fourth down, and good coverage by Norfolk Catholic downfield. Schwenke just tried to make something happen.
We've got a timeout on the field. We'll take a 60 second break right here. 2 minutes and 42 seconds to play in the first quarter. It's Norfolk Catholic 3, Hastings St. Cecilia nothing.
Everybody likes to drive a good-looking car or truck, but in town, out of town, and country road driving can really take a toll on how your vehicle looks. When you need auto body work, stop at Seeley Body Shop in Hastings. Seeley offers complete collision repair, the Chief Easy Liner frame repair, and they can take care of those small nicks and scratches too. Drive safely, and don't take chances with your car or truck when you need body work. See the professionals at Seeley Body Shop, 201 South Hastings Avenue in Hastings.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, Norfolk Catholic throws a pass as Ketter gets the ball to Ethan Brozek, the split end, and Brozek brings the ball out to the 32-yard line, and now Norfolk Catholic has got another first down here.
Just a quick roll to the right side by Kettler. Was able to get the pass off, and Brozek able to make a nice reception, take it up for nearly 14 yards and a first down against this Blue Hawk defense.
That is the first down of the ball game for Norfolk Catholic. Here's a handoff that's going to go to Sile, and Sile brings the ball across to 35, 36 to the 37-yard line. So a pickup of about 3 yards on the play for the leading rusher for a Norfolk Catholic, Kirby Sile. It's now a second down situation. We're in the first quarter. 3-0 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia is trailing in the ball game thanks to a 42-yard field goal put up on the other side by a Norfolk Catholic after Dalton Seeley fumbles away the opening play here this afternoon. Drew Farley nails that 42-yard field goal for Norfolk Catholic. Knights have the lead, and they've got the football. Here's a pass that's going to be deflected. The ball is loose down here at the 28-yard line. Do they rule that baby a fumble? Yes, they do. It's recovered by St. Cecilia. The ball is knocked out of the hands of the quarterback, Austin Ketter. And Ben Conan is right there for St. Cecilia to pounce on the football. The Hawks get that turnover back. And now St. Cecilia is in a golden opportunity right here. They'll have the short field to start this drive from the Norfolk Catholic 29-yard line.
Big-time penetration by Jake Swartz, number 70. He was able to get in there, and he got a hold of the quarterback's arm, Austin Kettler. And as the ball went down to the turf, Conan right there to jump on top. So two fumbles now in the ball game, one for St. Cecilia, one for Norfolk Catholic. It proved costly for the Hawks the first time around. We'll see what happens here as the Hawks will take it over on the Knight 29-yard line.
All right, here's a pitch back. It's going to come to Conan on the option play. He's hemmed in as he tries to get outside. He moves it to the 30, down to the 27. So a pickup of about 2 yards on the play. They split Seeley out that time as a wide receiver to the left side. Gettert was the wide out to the right. As they had Ben Conan in the backfield, they run the option play to the wide side of the field. Conan was hemmed in out there. Good job defensively by Norfolk Catholic. A pickup of only 1 yard on the play. So we'll call it second down now for St. Cecilia. Second down and 9. The ball is sitting at the 28. Same formation here. Gettert will split out wide right. It'll be Seeley to the left side. One lone setback. Ben Conan in the backfield behind Schwinkes. He looks over the defense. Steps back. Throws the ball higher to Seeley. Seeley's got it at the 30. 25 to the sideline. 20, and he has spun out of bounds to the 17. Dalton Seeley has run out of bounds to the 17-yard line. Tyler Haybrock, number 2, the quarterback, coming over to make the stop. Seeley was just out here one-on-one with Haybrock. They're trying to make Dalton make a play out there, make a move, and picks up pretty good running room as he picks up the fifth first down of the ball game for St. Cecilia.
Well, a nice play, a gain of nearly 11 yards there, and you don't want to leave leave Dalton Seeley out there alone. He'll end up making you burnt toast, and that Seeley was able to make a nice reception, take it down the near sidelines. As I said, almost an 11-yard gain, so it's going to set up a first and 10 here on the Norfolk Catholic 17-yard line.
Dykeman is your wide receiver, split to the right side. The tight end is Joe Ryan, lined up to the left side of the formation. Schwenk has got the ball, ducks it inside. He's at the 15, he's at the 10. 5-yard line, he carries his man into the end zone for a touchdown. Bo Schwenk takes it in from 17 yards out. He had a guy on his back, Jimmy, at about the 3 or 4 yard line. He just takes it, gives him a little piggyback ride into the end zone for the score.
Actually, I think there's going to be, as we see the replay here on TV, I think there was a couple of guys on the back of Bo Schwenka, but let's go up front. A good job by the offensive line, and then leading Schwenka through the hole there, Ben Conan doing a great job. He was able to get his hat on Brant O'Banion, the leading tackler for Norfolk Catholic, able to knock him over and get Schwenka in the open field, and Seeley in now for the point after for the Hawks. And that is no good. Goes off to the right side. So the swirling wind here at Memorial Stadium proves to be costly there for the Hawks as Dalton Seeley misses that extra point. But the Hawks take the lead here with 42 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Hawks 6, Norfolk Catholic 3.
That was 3 plays and 29 yards thanks to the fumble recovery by Ben Conan. So 42 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 6, Norfolk Catholic 3.
CPI Mr. Tire has the right tire for you.
Buy two, get two free at CPI Mr. Tire. Buy two Cooper Dean Equus tires, size 225-60BR16 for $132 each and get two free. All purchases include free rotation, free mounting, free balancing, and a free road hazard warranty. Save on Cooper tires, buy two, and get two free.
CPI Mr. Tire has the right tire for you.
CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw, high atop Memorial Stadium here this afternoon. The gang is all here for the Class C1 State High School Football Championship. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. It's now 6-3 over Norfolk Catholic. Here comes the kick. Siles going to grab the ball on the near sideline at the 10, 15, and he's run out of bounds over here. So Kissinger kicks the ball to the near sideline. Siles brings it back there for Norfolk Catholic. And the Knights will start this drive first down and 10 on their own 20-yard line. St. Cecilia so far in the first half of play. First quarter's got 93 yards rushing and 21 yards passing and only 6 points on the scoreboard to show with it. Their second drive of the day, they took it down inside the red zone, but did not put any points on the scoreboard. They finally get the 18-yard touchdown run from Bo Schwenka. They go out on top of the score of 6-3. Norfolk Catholic wants to throw the ball. They do to the far side. It's caught there at the 27-yard line. Catching the ball is Brozek, and he has run out of bounds over there by St. Cecilia's Joe Ryan. So Brozek catches the ball. That's the 24th reception of the season for Ethan Brozek. He had 470 yards coming in here. And he picks up about 6 yards in that play. Norfolk Catholic now looking at second down and 4 yards to go. They've moved the ball out to the 27. Two wide receivers will split out to the right side now as the Knights are in and out of their huddle in a hurry. And now we got an official's timeout here. Some equipment problems. That's taken care of. And now they wind the clock here as Austin Ketter is up under center with two wideouts to the right side. One lone setback behind him. They fake the ball to him, and Ketter is going to bring the ball to the 29-yard line. He kind of leans forward to try to get it to the 30. That's where they had to take it for the first down. So Ketter trying to bring the ball to the first down stakes. Schwartz into the stop for St. Cecilia defensively. Going to be just shy of the first down stakes. It'll bring up a third down situation now. Third down and less than a yard to go for the Knights of Norfolk Catholic. Inside 10 seconds to play in the first quarter.
Well, we talked about the turnovers, Mike. Each team with one, and both teams taking advantage of the turnovers as Norfolk Catholic got the 42-yard field goal when the Dalton Seeley fumble went down onto the turf, and then the fumble there from the quarterback Ketter. The Hawks able to take advantage of that on a nice run by Bo Schwenken. That's the end of the first quarter with the Hawks 6, Norfolk Catholic 3.
All right. High school football action for you here this afternoon on the ESPN Superstation and also on 1230 KHIS. We'll take a break. Hastings St. Cecilia 6, Norfolk Catholic 3.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings offers our congratulations to the Hastings College Bronco football team on making it to the NAIA tournament. Our clinic works with all area athletes, keeping them healthy and on top of their game throughout the year. Our therapists are trained to rehabilitate sports injuries and help athletes return to their sport as soon as possible. For all of your physical and occupational therapy needs, stop by our clinic at 207 South Burlington or give us a call at 402-462-8824. PTSR is open from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, the people you know, the name you trust since 1992. Go Broncos!
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling, and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, the Class C1 State High School Football Championship here this afternoon. St. Cecilia in the first quarter with 6 first downs. They had 93 yards rushing on 14 plays. 21 yards passing is Bo Schwenka, 2 out of 3. So 17 plays, 114 yards for St. Cecilia in the first quarter. Norfolk Catholic had only 1 first down. They rushed the ball 6 times for 8 yards. Their quarterback, Austin Ketter, was 2 out of 2 throwing the football for 21 yards. So St. Cecilia, Jimmy, in the opening quarter, 114 yards of total offense on a couple of nice drives. Norfolk Catholic has got just 29 yards on 8 plays.
Well, the thing with St. Cecilia, they've been known for their rushing attack all season long. They have been very good with that big offensive line, and they showed right away in the first quarter that they were going to take charge of the offensive line of scrimmage, and they did there with some nice holes. And unfortunately, the Hawks on that nice long drive, they had to go for it on fourth down, and they were turned away by the Norfolk Catholic defense, or they'd have more points on the board. But the Hawks looking very good, much, much better than they did last week in Broken Bow.
All right, it's third down, less than a yard to go as we start the second quarter. There's a handoff to Sile. He's going to have the first down, but not by much. He only needed to go about 6 inches to nose the football to the 30. Brought it just across the 30 before he's wrapped up and thrown down to the turf. Norfolk Catholic will have a first down at the 31-yard line. Paul Gettert comes in to make the stop along with A.J. Toms for Hastings St. Cecilia.
We talked about the leading ball carriers, Kelby Sile, coming into the ball game. The Hawks have done a great job against him defensively. Only 11 yards. That was a gain of 2, so we'll give him 13 yards of rushing here in the ball game. So they've done a tremendous job keeping him hemmed in. Coming into the ball game, he had 1,234 yards.
And now they want to throw the football. Looking. They throw it out here. Style grabs the ball. He's hemmed in. Gets away from one man. 30. Dances away to the 32 to the 33, where he's popped out of bounds right there. It's a nice pass by Austin Ketter. He's been right on the money. 3 for 3 so far in the ball game. Spencer Siminski coming over to make the stop defensively for St. Cecilia.
And also Paul Gettert again. We're going to mention his name an awful lot defensively here for the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. And actually, Getter with the replay was one of the guys that forced Sile to the near sidelines, bringing him out of bounds. But they'll give him a good gain of 5 yards, second down and 5 here for the Knights.
6-3 the score. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Norfolk Catholic. Man goes in motion off to the far side, and now here's some counter stuff as they run the ball. That's going to be Haybrock, the wide receiver, coming over to take the ball in the reverse, and he's going to be chopped down at the 35-yard line. Great play by the Hawks defensively right there as Haybrock is a knockdown into play. Zach Stirrup, number 74, into the stop for the Blue Hawks.
Yeah, what a big, big play by Stirrup. A big guy out there listed at, 6'8", 245 pounds. I think we've had this discussion before. Height-wise, I think they're pretty close with Stirrup. But weight-wise, I think he's considerably bigger than that. But he played very big on that one there and showed off his speed. He was able to keep running back hemmed in there, actually a loss of one.
Here's a pass to the near side. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to get the ball out here on a quick pattern to Lucas Lyons. The ball is incomplete. Over there was Spencer Siminski again for St. Cecilia. And now Norfolk Catholic will be looking at a fourth down situation just underway here in the second quarter. We've got 10 minutes and 46 seconds to play in the period. The Hawks are out on top of Norfolk Catholic. The score is 6-3. The punter is Jordan Beller for Norfolk Catholic. Averages 35 yards per boot. His longest one has been 41 so far this year. That is Seeley dropping back deep for Hastings St. Cecilia. And Action Jackson as he stands back here at the 37. So Beller waits for the snap. He's got it. It's going to be a kick. A liner is going to be taken by Jackson at the 40. 45. He's across the 50. Brings it into Norfolk Catholic territory. And down he goes at about the 47-yard line. So great field position here for Hastings St. Cecilia. They will start this drive on the plus side of things at the Norfolk Catholic 47.5-yard line.
Well, and they've done a great job establishing their running game early in this ball game. Look at the punt there, about 23 yards. A nice return by Jackson as he was able to run up and field it, take it upfield across the midfield stripe, and they'll spot it down at the 48-yard line of Norfolk Catholic. We had talked about, I believe you did, the rushing yards for St. Cecilia at 93 on 14 carries. So that's a tremendous job establishing the running game right away in the first quarter. Don't expect too many things to change. When Carl Tesmer gets the hammer, he likes to just grind this out between the tackles where the Hawks have really done the damage as we're momentarily waiting for another commercial.
Both teams, again, 12 wins, no losses on the season. Norfolk Catholic is coached by former Husker quarterback Matt Terman. Hastings St. Cecilia back up to the line of scrimmage, first down and 10. First down and 10 from the 48-yard line. Lou Hawks have the ball. Here's a Bo Schwenke with it. Bo backs up, play action pass, rolls to his right, unloads. It's caught by Conan, 45-yard line, 40, spins away, 35-yard line, center of the field, 30. He's at the 25, down to the 23-yard line. Ben Conan, a nice reception there, and takes the ball down to about the 23 or the 24 of Norfolk Catholic. He shed a couple of would-be tacklers here on the near side and took it back into the center of the field where he was finally run down by Ashton Nolte, number 67, and also Eric Becker, number 1. But a nice gain there. The Blue Hawks have the ball at the Catholic 24-yard line.
Conan now with 2 receptions and 34 yards, as we'll give him 24 yards on that. And just spinning away from would-be tacklers for Norfolk Catholic. Conan very strong and shows he's got some good hands as he caught the big touchdown last week in Broken Bow, but a good job there, and a gain of 24.
Here's Conard again, inside handoff, breaks outside across the 20-yard line, down to about the 17 or the 18. So Conard getting a workout so far. In fact, he's got more rushing yards right now than Dalton Seeley. Ben Conard, the 200-pound senior fullback here for St. Cecilia, has moved the ball down to the 18-yard line. And now the Blue Hawks looking at a second-down situation. You hear the wind starting to pick up. It's much, much stronger in this ball game than it was in the preceding ball game for the Class C2 state championship. Things have kind of picked up wind-wise throughout the afternoon here at Memorial Stadium. Second down now for St. Cecilia. Here's a handoff to Seeley. Puts on the brakes, and then he is down here at about the 15-yard line. Started off to angle off to the right side, but put on the brakes and took it back inside right in between the right guard and the center. Takes it down to about the 15-yard line where the Blue Hawks will be looking at a third down situation, third down and about a yard to go.
Well, there was nothing doing out to the right side, and Seeley seen a pretty good hole open up just off the right tackle, and it closed very quick. Norfolk Catholic very quick on defense. It closed down, and he was able to pick up just a couple of yards, so he's going to inch it closer to the first down stakes. They got to go to the 14 to get a first down, so about a yard and a half to go here on third down for the Hawks.
Ace set here with one back behind Schwenke, and Bowe's going to take it himself around the left end, and he's going to be knocked down right at the 14-yard line. He had to take it to the 14. That's where he got it. And now the officials will have to look to the far side for a possible first down. He was knocked down into play again by Ashton Nolte, number 67. The official is going to look here, and they will maybe bring in the chains off of the far sideline.
Boy, this is going to be very, very close to a first down where they spotted the football down. The defense was able to come around the corner and up in Bo Schwenke and bring him down. Looked like he was going to pick up enough for the first down, but as they stretch him out, going to be a first down for St. Cecilia, just barely by about the nose of the football.
St. Cecilia now with 20 plays, 147 yards in the football game this afternoon. Norfolk Catholic, 12 plays, 35 yards.
Yeah, defensively, the Hawks have been outstanding so far, and offensively, as we've mentioned, they've really won the battle at the line of scrimmage. They've been able to do it to really any way they want, throwing the football, but primarily, they've just smash-mouth football between the tackles, and the Hawks have a first and 10 at the Norfolk Catholic 14.
Here's Conan again. This time, he's going to be stacked up just as he got back to the line of scrimmage. Written out of the play by Corey Schaefer, number 35, the inside linebacker. Nothing but red shirts there. Conan got the inside handoff on the trap and looks up and sees the red brick wall. And down he went. No gain into play. Second down and 10.
Well, there's at least six guys in the box up around the line of scrimmage there for Norfolk Catholic. They smelled run. And all that's going to lead to is a little play-action pass and look for Paul Gettert downfield. Gettert's been open on a couple of pass plays, so we'll see what Carl Tesmer elects to do here on a second down and 10 from the Norfolk Catholic 14.
They'll go with two tight ends. Power eye situation in the backfield. And now Gettert, the power back, will come in motion. He stops and comes back and gets the handoff across the 15-yard line. Slips loose, still on his feet to the 13, down to the 12-yard line. So Gettert getting the run there for Hastings St. Cecilia. Tackle is made by Austin Ketter and also Corey Schaefer. Couple of linebackers there for Norfolk Catholic as Gettert takes the ball down to about the 11-yard line where St. Cecilia will be looking at a third down situation. Third down and 7. Blue Hawks have the lead by the score of 6-3.
Boy, good running after contact by Paul Gettert there. He was hit right at the line of scrimmage and just kept his legs a-churning, trying to pick up as much as he could. Was able to pick up nearly 3 yards, so it's going to bring up third and 7 here for the Hawks.
Gettert again goes in motion. Pitch play comes to Seeley. Seeley's at the 10-yard line. He's at the 5, and he is a run out of bounds down here at the 3-yard line. That's going to be a first down. Dalton Seeley in the quick pitch to the wide side of the field. Gets to the corner and finally knocked down at the 3. Ketter again is over here along with Eric Becker for Norfolk Catholic. But now the Blue Hawks have got the ball in the red zone for the second time this afternoon. First down and goal for the Blue Hawks on the 3-yard line of Norfolk Catholic.
And a great job again by the St. Cecilia line, being able to get out there and seal off the defenders and get Seeley around the corner. As he got about to the 10-yard line, he turned upfield and was able to get it all the way down for the first down at the 2.5-yard line. So first and goal. St. Cecilia, as they look tremendous again up on that line of scrimmage, this ought to be pretty simple here, smash-mouth football, as we've got a St. Cecilia timeout.
Now, Carl Tesmer wants to make sure we get some points on the scoreboard right here. We're down to 6 minutes and 49 seconds to play in the second quarter from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. We'll take a break here with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 6, Norfolk Catholic 3.
Tice Auto Care is your full-service Napa Auto Care Center. Trust the ASE-certified auto technicians at Tice to take care of all your repair needs, foreign or domestic. And if your vehicle needs transmission service, Tice offers the TransTech service, the only system that performs a complete transmission flush, giving your vehicle all fresh fluid for long life. From fuel injectors to mufflers, brakes, shock struts, and everything in between, see Tice Auto Care. Tice Auto Care, 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Incorporated, better service built this business. Save on Whirlpool appliances during the big savings event at Rogers Incorporated. Save on Whirlpool and pay no interest for 6 months with no down payment and no monthly payments on a qualifying Whirlpool purchase. Through November 25th, ask Rogers for details. It's the big savings event at Rogers Incorporated. 1035 South Burlington, Hastings. Open every day, Sundays noon to 4.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Memorial Stadium, 6 minutes and 48 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, St. Cecilia with the ball first down and goal from the Norfolk Catholic 3-yard line. Seeley goes in motion off to the left side, and now we got all kinds of movement down there.
Got movement again. Number 74, Zach Starup, moving early there. So that's the fourth penalty now of the half. A legal procedure for St. Cecilia, so that's going to bring the ball back from the 2.5 out to the 7.5.
I think all four penalties have been illegal procedure calls.
Yeah,
too.
They have been. That's just mental errors there by St. Cecilia. Yeah, that's just silly. Not watching the ball, not concentrating very much, but Zach Starup moving at that right tackle position. So the Hawks now at the 7.5-yard line.
All right, that's Seeley again going in motion to the far side. Handoff is going to go to Gettert, and Gettert takes the ball to the 5. Right in the teeth of the buzzsaw of this tough Norfolk Catholic defense. Gettert with the inside handoff as he takes it down to about the 5-yard line. And now St. Cecilia looking at a second down and goal situation. Tackle was made in there by the defensive tackle, Scott Vollmer. He is the fourth leading tackler on this team. He had 111 stops coming into the football game this afternoon. So they've got four guys on the defense with over 100 tackles this year.
Well, they're an outstanding defense, but the Hawks are really dominating up on the line of scrimmage. We'll see if that penalty poses to be costly. You remember that long drive that the Hawks had in the first quarter? They squandered away any chance at any points on a fourth down play, and that was all because of that legal procedure play.
There's the option play, wide side of the field. Seeley's got room. He's at the 5-yard line. Contact made at the goal line and into the end zone for the touchdown. Seeley takes it in from 5 yards out. So Hastings St. Cecilia goes out on top now by a score of 12-3 with 6 minutes to play in the first half.
Just a quick toss to the left side. Nobody out there defensively for Norfolk Catholic. A nice block out on the edge by Paul Gettert to seal off the cornerback. But Seeley does a great job from about 5 yards out getting across as he got this pitch. And nobody touched him until he got right to the goal line. And you're not going to bring down Seeley that easy. And he was able to get across. Now the Hawks will line up and go for two here.
Yeah, they missed their first point after. So they'll try for a two-point conversion here from the 3-yard line of Norfolk Catholic. Bo Schwenker comes up under center, makes a correction, and now he's going to roll out of there to the right side. Schwenker still got the ball at the 5-yard line, and he's going to be knocked down at the 3. So the 2-point conversion attempt is going to be no good. Tackle is made in there by Dylan Piper of Norfolk Catholic, the defensive end here on the left side. So the 2-point conversion is no good. St. Cecilia has a 9-point lead here in the second quarter. We'll take a break. 6 minutes to play in quarter number 2. The score is Hastings St. Cecilia 12, Norfolk Catholic 3.
When you're looking for flooring that's best in style, best in value, and best in show, the winner is Lee's, the only carpet with a 25-year no-exclusion stain warranty. You'll find Lee's at Jacoby Carpet One in Hastings and Kearney. Got pets or kids? No worries. Nothing can keep Lee's from looking its brand new best. If you manage to stain a Lee's carpet, we'll replace it. Shop Jacoby Carpet One and discover the entire line of Lee's styles and colors. And with 3 years interest-free financing, you can afford to do the whole house and be ready for the holidays. Jacoby Carpet One, downtown Hastings and Kearney.
See store for details.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Gene Shaw, Jimmy Purcell back here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. I need to make a correction on the head coach for Norfolk Catholic. You and I are doing the Aurora Omaha Scut ball game coming up later on tonight. Matt Terman is actually the head coach of Omaha Scut. I knew I did some prep work on that. It's Jeff Beller, the head coach, been around for a long time at Norfolk Catholic, so we apologize to the folks at Norfolk Catholic for that. It's Matt Terman, the head coach of Omaha Scut. Jeff Beller, the head man at the Norfolk Catholic.
Well, as I come running in to grab my chair here, as I was a very push for time, I heard Matt Turman. Well, you got here at 6 o'clock this morning, so you should have had all your prep work right, but a good correction there, and we got this Kickoff underway. Matt Kissinger kicking it deep down to the 3-yard line.
And Sile will bring it back as he angles off to the far side. Stops to the 10, 15, 17-yard line. That's where Norfolk Catholic will start. First down and 10 out of the 17. So the sixth of the state championship ball games will be decided tonight here in Lincoln. That'll be a 7:15 start. The Aurora Huskies taking on Matt Turman and the Omaha Scott Skyhawks. That'll be the Class B state championship ball game.
Tell you what, that game prior, got to listen to a little bit of that in between some of my business ventures this morning. Take that head coach from Hardington Cedar Catholic to Vegas as he elects to go for it for two in overtime.
Yeah, we'll talk about that coming up at halftime here this afternoon. 14-13, Ponca winning the Class C2 state football championship. Norfolk Catholic now trailing in this one by the score of 12-3. Quick throw out here. It's going to be caught at the 15-yard line. Approaches the 20, and down he goes. Haybrock is the guy who caught the pass there. Paul Gettert makes the stop for Hastings St. Cecilia. So Haybrock gets the reception there for Norfolk Catholic. Another one-on-one situation out there is that Gettert was not fooled, and he brings him down after a pickup of 3 yards in a play, second down and 7.
Yeah, and we have mentioned Norfolk Catholic speed on defense, very quick out there as well. But, boy, the Hawks, we have seen them all year long. It looks like there's a lot of room out there for the defenders to run, but the Hawks very quick as well. They close in a hurry, and Paul Gettert, again, doing a great job defensively. And they've really been able to shut down so far this high-powered Norfolk Catholic offense.
Here's a Ketter with the ball. Wants to throw it again. It's caught. That's Haybrock again at the 30-yard line. And, boy, is he leveled there by Dalton Seeley. Seeley puts his right shoulder into Haybrock and knocks him down. They're going to give him the 31-yard line, but he pays for it right there.
Wow. Unbelievable hit right in front of the Norfolk Catholic bench for you folks that are watching to the TV on home. Watch this replay. Dalton Seeley, very physical, and he lays a big, big hit on Tyler Haybrock, number two, out in front of the Norfolk Catholic bench. Boy, lots of rubber and sand flying up underneath the shoes there on that hit. Big time by Dalton Seeley.
But a first down for Norfolk Catholic as the Knights bring the ball out to the 30-and-a-half-yard line, moving from our right to our left, south to north. Here in this second quarter of play, inside handoff goes to O'Banion. Tackle is made again by Gettert at the 39-yard line. The Norfolk Catholic trailing in the ball game by a score of 12-3. They got on the scoreboard first after Dalton Seeley fumbles the football away on the first offensive play for the Blue Hawks this afternoon. They had to settle for a long field goal, and the Blue Hawks have come back with a couple of touchdowns since. Bo Schwenke on 18 yards. Dalton Seeley with a 5-yard touchdown run. Blue Hawks missing the conversions, and it's now a 12-3 football game. Norfolk Catholic trying to get back into the ball game. Sile gets the handoff there as he brings it to about the 39. The Hawk defense, Jimmy, playing extremely well. That's only 57 yards rushing now, actually 57 total yards for Norfolk Catholic here in this football game.
Yeah, they've done a great job hemming Sile in. You look at the guys getting up from the tackle. A.J. Toms was there. Paul Gettert was there. Jordan Consbrook was there. Just a host of Hawks in defensively on the tackle to bring down Sile for just about a yard gain. So it's going to bring up third down and short, about 1 yard for Norfolk Catholic.
From their own 39-yard line, pitch play. It stays in tight. Sile is going to try to get to the first down stakes, and he is ripped down from behind by Dykeman. Dykeman into the stop for Sile. Looked like a pitch play that wanted to come outside, but Sile takes it off of left tackle, and he was drugged down there by Dykeman of St. Cecilia. They're going to spot the football right at the 40-yard line. A.J. Toms also into the stop there for the Blue Hawks. And now what do you do? You're sitting at fourth down, less than a yard to go, and you're trailing in the ball game by the score of 12-3.
And the head coach, Jeff Beller, is going to, I believe, let the clock. I think he signaled the official he wanted to call a timeout, but as of yet, he has not.
Well, the play clock is down to 5 right now. It's down to 4 as they just wait, and it's down to 1.
Yeah.
They're going to call a timeout at the 1 second spot on the play clock. So they're going to talk things over. 2 minutes and 52 seconds to play. We're in the second quarter. Norfolk Catholic will be looking at a fourth down, less than a yard to go from their own 40-yard line. So we'll take a quick break here. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia 12, Norfolk Catholic 3.
Hello?
Hey, sis. Let's go to PGA's for their after-Thanksgiving sale.
When does it start?
7 a.m. on Friday.
What do they have on sale?
PGA's has drills, screwdrivers, hand tools, shop vacs, shop lights, Christmas decorations, power strips, extension cords, and even pet beds for Fido.
Well, what are we waiting for?
I'm not. I'm parked in your drive. Hurry up so we can get to Big G's for their doorbuster bargains.
Big G's after-Thanksgiving sale starts Friday morning at 7 a.m.
Big G's.
real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions, over-the-counter remedies, or just questions about other healthcare issues, Good Neighbor Pharmacy is ready to help. They'll take the time to talk with you to find out exactly what's best for you and your family. For everything to get well and stay well, put your confidence in Good Neighbor Pharmacy. Visit Keith's Pharmacy in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Good, four down, less than a yard to go. They're going to hand the ball away. They're going to have the first down as they bring it to the 41. They give it to Sile, and he angles off to the left side, and he is up to the 41-yard line. Enough for the first down. Gettert in on the stop for St. Cecilia. I thought maybe Norfolk Catholic would try to draw St. Cecilia off sides. They had a long count up there before they finally went ahead and snapped the ball. They gave it to Sile, and he picks up the first down.
I was watching that play through my glasses, and that's what the quarterback, Kettler, was doing, was up there just trying to give him the hard count, trying to get him to jump off sides. But then Sile able to get off the left side, pick up a couple of yards, and the first down as the clock continues to move here with 2:34 left to go in the half.
Here's Ketter again, wants to throw the ball. That one is knocked down right at the line of scrimmage. Knocked down by the Blue Hawks right at the line of scrimmage. That was Consbrook getting his hands up there for St. Cecilia. Tell you what, he nearly picked that baby off. That was right in his hands. If he would have picked that one off, the big guy was headed toward the end zone.
One thing about St. Cecilia defensively up front, you look at Consbrook, 6'3". You got Sterup in there at 6'8". You got A.J. Toms at 6', very tall and physical up front. And Consbrook was able to get his hands up there and knock the pass down.
Here's Ketter, brings the ball up way again to Sile. He brings it to the 40, to the 41. Pouncing on his back there was big Zach Sterup for St. Cecilia. So a little delayed draw there as Sile tries to run the ball. He gets it to the 41, but now Norfolk Catholic will be looking at a third down situation, third down and 11. I'm surprised St. Cecilia not using some timeouts here. Try to preserve some time, force a punt here, and get to good field position, maybe get some more points on the scoreboard. But Carl Tesbury electing to let that clock tick to within 2 minutes now. Third down and 11 yards to go. Norfolk Catholic with the ball on their own 41. Ketter drops back to throw. He's got time. He throws it across the middle. It's going to be incomplete. Man open at the 45-yard line of St. Cecilia, but the pass was delivered high. It's an incomplete pass. Out there in the pattern was Corey Schaefer for Norfolk Catholic. So now it's fourth down at 11 yards to go. Now the clock is stopped with a minute and 47 seconds to go. St. Cecilia is still with two timeouts left here in the second quarter.
Well, I'm really surprised Norfolk Catholic has not elected to go across the middle of the field. As we have done several games now for St. Cecilia, they seem to be a little soft across the middle on pass plays. As Battle Creek, we go back to that game, they were very successful. But the Hawks there dodge a bullet as they'll field this ugly punt that'll come down in front of the Hawk bench.
Yeah, Beller kind of shanks it off to the left side. It gets a pretty good roll, though, for Norfolk Catholic. It's going to go out of bounds right around the 30-yard line. So it didn't look pretty from up here, a little end-over-end wobbly kick, but he gets the roll, and St. Cecilia will have it on this drive beginning at their own 30-yard line. The Blue Hawks out on top of the Norfolk Catholic Knights for the Class C1 State High School Football Championship this afternoon. 12-3 is the score. Still plenty of time to work here with a minute and 37 seconds to play in the first half.
Well, and as we had mentioned early in the ballgame, Paul Gettert was open on a couple of pass plays that they had run play action pass. We'll see what happens here as we'll see Gettert split out far right with two other receivers for St. Cecilia.
And the backs in the I formation, that's Dykeman going in motion off to the far side. Inside handoff will go to Conan. Conan bangs his way across the 30 to the 35, and down he goes. A pickup of about 5.5 yards in the play. Tackle was made in there by Scott Vollmer, number 52, a 5'10", 200-pound sophomore for Norfolk Catholic. Down to a minute and 20 seconds to play now in the second quarter. St. Cecilia looking at a second down situation, second down and 4 yards to go.
Hawks really not in any hurry at all here, as we're going to be down almost to a minute to play here in the half.
Wide receiver splits out wide to the left side. Backs in the I formation again with Conan. And Seeley in the backfield. That's Ryan going in motion. Quick pitch to Seeley, trying to get outside, hemmed in. Seeley is back at the 30-yard line, squirts away and brings it to the 32, but a loss of 3 yards in a play. Great job by Norfolk Catholic defensively, kind of stringing out that play, and Seeley just ran out of real estate. Finally, Tyler Haybrock will bring him down for the Knights. A loss of a couple of yards in the play, back to the 32, and now with 35 seconds to play, St. Cecilia looking at a third down situation, third down and 8.
Well, just a quick toss out left. The Hawks had a couple of blockers out there. Joe Ryan was out there, and also Ben Conan. But the defensive numbers were huge over there for Norfolk Catholic. As we had mentioned, their speed, they were able to recover and get over there and bring Seeley down for about a 3.5-4 yard loss. So it's going to be the Hawks will be faced with a 3rd and 8 here with only 15 seconds left to go in half.
Wide receiver splits out wide to the right side. That's going to be Gettert. Now they hand the ball away to Seeley. He hands it back to Gettert now across the 30, 35, and he's run out of bounds. You see any kind of resemblance of that play?
Yeah, the only thing was is Bo Schwenka was not standing at about the 25-yard line as he was in the broken bow game. Gettert just elects to take the football on around. Schwenka was out ahead of Gettert on that play, but Norfolk Catholic smelled that out very well, and the Hawks will only pick up a couple of yards on the play, so they'll be forced to punt here. Only 4 seconds left to go till half.
Yeah, that was the first half of the play that they used against Broken Bones, who won the football game. They had the hand off to Seeley. He gave it to Gettert. The only thing he didn't do is pitch the ball back to the Schwenka and get the ball downfield. So I'm sure they saw that several times on film this week if you were the defensive coordinator for Norfolk Catholic. And now we've got a timeout called here. With 4 seconds to play in the second quarter, we will take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 12, Norfolk Catholic 3.
Thanksgiving, that wonderful time of year when family and friends gather for feasting, fun, and giving thanks. This year, let Bob Sass Flowers help you enjoy the memories with a beautiful fall centerpiece. Celebrate the warm togetherness of family with a fresh autumn arrangement or peppermint fall centerpiece accented with decorative candles. And Bob Sass Flowers can help you with all your holiday home decorating ideas. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd in Hastings. Call 462-2179.
Radio Kingdom is your electronics headquarters with everything from mobile audio and communications to the latest in television technology. Stop in to check out the high-def TVs from Mitsubishi, Sony, LG, and now Samsung, including flat-screen and plasma TVs. At Radio Kingdom, they offer service after the sale, including delivery, setup, and disposal of your old TV. Right now, take advantage of 12 months interest-free financing. Ask for details. Located in the Cimarron Plaza just south of Walmart and open 7 days a week, Radio Kingdom, your electronics headquarters.
1230 KHAS.
So it is 4th down and 5 for St. Cecilia. They come up to the line of scrimmage, and they were not in punt formation here. But 4 seconds to play, and Norfolk Catholic burns a timeout right here. So Norfolk Catholic will call the timeout. So back-to-back TOs here. 4 seconds to play. We'll take another break with a score of St. Cecilia 12, Norfolk Catholic 3.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has 50 years of experience to back up their service so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on auto, home, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings, celebrating 50 years in business.
Muscati Health Center proudly supports the St. Cecilia athletes and team. Muscati Health is an integrated team of family physicians and mental health care providers, specializing in family practice and obstetrics, always caring for its current patients and always welcoming new patients. Muscati Health Center is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, Tuesday nights till 7:30, and now offering urgent care services Saturday and Sunday afternoon from 1 to 4. Stewards of Compassionate Care. Muscati Health Center and the Crozier Park Professional Center, 223 East 14th Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, a 4th down situation. 4th down and 5 from the 35-yard line. Bo Schwenka just takes the ball and runs it to the nearest sideline, and the half is over. He was able to waste 4 seconds, basically, with no chance of maybe blocking that punt. That's probably a smart play for the St. Cecilia coaching staff.
Well, either a block. That is respecting the speed of the return man for Norfolk Catholic. You don't want to give up anything foolish right here at the half with the Hawks going in at the lead. So the time expires, and the Hawks, pretty good half of football. They lead 12-6.
Yeah, St. Cecilia, actually 12-3.
12-3, yes.
St. Cecilia falling behind
so
early
high.
In the football game.
So high out there, I got to get my binoculars on the scoreboard.
So we're at halftime here this afternoon, the Class C1 State High School Football Championship on 1230 KHIS and also on ESPN Radio. We'll take a break at halftime to score Hastings St. Cecilia 12, Norfolk Catholic 3.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth is proud to serve Hastings and South Central Nebraska. Call him today at 402-462-2920 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
It happens to everyone. Your car isn't running right. It could be the fuel injectors, or it might be the spark plugs. The point is, you want to be confident in your mechanic. You want him to find the problem, fix it, and charge you a fair price. See Halloran Battery and Electric for everything from routine maintenance to complex electrical problems. Rich and the professional auto technicians at Halloran take care of your car, truck, or van. And they're experts at imports, too. People you can trust. Halloran Battery and Electric, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Livingston Butler, Baldwin's Funeral Home and Cremation.
When it comes to funerals and making pre-arrangements, Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home is the right choice in Hastings. Now, with over a century of service, every possible funeral choice, including on-site cremation, they are a friend to turn to when your need is greatest. By pre-arranging that funeral today with Butler Vaughan, it means your family will have more time to grieve and heal without all the last-minute decisions. Pre-arrange with Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, the Class C1 State High School Football Championship. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over Norfolk Catholic. The score is 12-3 here this afternoon. The Norfolk Catholic got on the scoreboard first after St. Cecilia fumbled away the first possession. In fact, on their first offensive play, Dalton Seeley coughed up the pig. Norfolk Catholic unable to put it in the end zone. They had to settle for a 42-yard field goal, but St. Cecilia has come back nicely, Jimmy, with a couple of touchdowns. They moved the ball right down inside the red zone one other time, but turned the ball over on downs, and St. Cecilia with a 12-3 lead here at halftime this afternoon.
Well, the biggest thing you look at is the penalties. No penalties for Norfolk Catholic, and four of them all illegal procedure calls. Very costly on that one drive as the Hawks were able to take it deep into Norfolk Catholic territory, and then they were faced with a fourth down call, and the pass to Dalton Seeley just fell incomplete. But the thing is, the Hawks have really put on a pretty good performance here. They have shut down this high-powered offense of Norfolk Catholic so far here in the half. We look at the first half numbers. First downs, Norfolk Catholic with four. They've got 20 yards of rushing on 13 carries. Passing yards, the quarterback Ketter is 5 of 8 passing for 40 yards, only 60 yards on 21 offensive plays for Norfolk Catholic. That is a tremendous half, Mike, for the Hawk defense. They have to be extremely pleased, along with defensive coordinator Randy Ahrens. Time of possession, 9:38. For Norfolk Catholic. We look at some individual leaders. Kelby Sile, 7 carries, 17 yards. And Brent O'Banion, 2 carries and 10 yards for the Knights. Receiving, Ethan Brozek, 2 receptions, 21 yards. And Tyler Haybrock, 2 receptions, 14 yards. And Sile out of the backfield has 1 reception for 5 yards. We're looking for the Hawks in the first half. 9 first downs for St. Cecilia. They've rushed it for an outstanding 123 yards on 26 carries in the first half. Bo Swinka's numbers, very effective. 3 of 4 passing, 45 yards. So the Hawks with 30 offensive plays and 168 yards here in the half. We mentioned the four penalties. That's all the flags we have had today, as Norfolk Catholic has yet to be flagged for an infraction. The Hawks with 14 minutes and 22 seconds of time of possession here in the first half. Individual leaders, Dalton Seeley, 12 carries, 60 yards, and 1 touchdown. Bo Swinka, 4 carries, 41 yards. He also has a touchdown. Ben Conan with a nice half running the football, 7 carries, 25 yards. And Paul Getter, 3 carries and 9 yards. We look at receiving the football. Ben Conan, 2 receptions, 34 yards. And Dalton Seeley with 1 reception out of the backfield as well for 11 yards. But as we talked about defensively, the thing that I thought about coming down here, Mike, the intensity level going into the Broken Bow game, we've seen the teams come out on the field. Broken Bow definitely had the momentum. They had the fire, and we talked to Coach Ahrens in the post-game show, and he felt that that was the case. They were just down a little bit and not really fired up for the ball game. But, boy, when you come down to Lincoln for the state championship game, and the Hawks haven't been here since 2000, the fire is definitely raging on the Blue Hawks sideline. And despite a couple of penalties that have cost them, they're on top in this half, and they look very good offensively and defensively side of things.
St. Cecilia has yet to punt in the first half. Norfolk Catholic with a couple of punts in the first two quarters of play. So, again, we're at halftime of the Class C1 State High School Football Championship this afternoon. The score at halftime, Hastings St. Cecilia 12, Norfolk Catholic 3. We'll be back with more right after this.
Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings, on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
What is a good neighbor? It's someone nearby who helps make your life a little easier. It's someone like me, State Farm Agent Zach Augustine. I'll take the time to understand your insurance and financial needs, so whether you're preparing for your child's college education or planning for retirement, get the kind of help you'd expect from a good neighbor. Visit my office today at 1017 West 2nd in the Clock Tower Plaza across from Allen's in Hastings, or give me a call at 463-9525.
Like a good neighbor.
As long as there's been racing, Kendo Motor Oil has been a proud sponsor of Speed. From the first dirt tracks to today's high-speed drag strips, Kendall has been there. And the same passion for speed that fueled Kendall's first engines is alive today in Kendall GT1 high-performance motor oil. Kendall GT1 is made to perform in the grueling heat and stress of racing. Off the track, it's made to protect today's high-performance engines. So if you have a high-performance engine or a high-performance lifestyle, choose Kendall GT1, Kendall Motor Oil, or in the protection. Available at major oil sales in Hastings Industrial Park East.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead here this afternoon. We are at halftime at Memorial Stadium. The score is 12-3 in favor of the Blue Hawks. Again, Dalton Seeley fumbling the football away on their opening play here this afternoon. Recovered by Norfolk Catholic at the 33-yard line, but they were unable to do anything with the football and had to settle for a 42-yard field goal from Drew Farley. That came with 9:39 to play in the first quarter. Norfolk Catholic jumped out to a 3-0 lead, and St. Cecilia took the ball down inside the 20-yard line, unable to put any points on the scoreboard as they turned the ball over on downs. And then later on in the first quarter, Ben Conan recovers a fumble inside Norfolk Catholic territory. Three plays, 29 yards later, Bo Schwenka took it in from 18 yards out. That came with 42 seconds to play in the first quarter. The point after touchdown was no good. St. Cecilia jumped out to a 6-3 advantage in the football game. And then in the second period, Dalton Seeley got a 5-yard touchdown run to cap off a 9-play, 48-yard drive. This time the Blue Hawks go for two. They missed that. So that's the margin right now, a 12-3 advantage as Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Norfolk Catholic here this afternoon. We'll take another break and come back. You're listening to High School Football today on 1230 KHIS and also on ESPN Superstation, 1550 KICS and 1460 KXPN.
Klingler Embroidery continues to be your one-stop shop for business apparel. Klingler Embroidery has the latest styles in easy care fabrics. Check out the selection of ladies' apparel with matching styles for men at Klingler's. As always, there's no minimum order. Fill-ins are not a problem. For quality work at competitive prices, Klingler Embroidery. Helping your business look outstanding. Klingler Embroidery, 306 North Lincoln, downtown Hastings.
Pavelka Truck and Trailer Repair at 1215 East J Street in Hastings is equipped to meet your maintenance and repair needs on all makes of trucks, trailers, RVs, and most large equipment. Their experienced technicians are trained to handle whatever problem you may be experiencing. Their shop is equipped with a service pit to allow technicians easier access to components under vehicles. They also have a state-of-the-art Hunter heavy-duty alignment system to handle your alignment needs on pickups, trucks, trailers, RVs, and buses. Pavelka Truck and Trailer Repair is an associate dealer of International Trucks. Call 462-4600.
This is Pat from Pat's Auto Repair and Towing. We are your AAA approved auto repair facility, the only one in Hastings. At Pat's, our mechanics are ASE certified, so you can count on the job being done right. We are your exhaust pro installer, also from routine maintenance to the more complicated problems, we can handle it. Give us a call today at Pat's Auto Repair and Towing and Exhaust, 463-9607, 305 South Denver.
And now online at patsautorepair.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, Halftime of the Class C1 State Championship this afternoon. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over Norfolk Catholic. The score is 12-3. Again, Dalton Seeley leading the way for St. Cecilia. 12 carries, 53 yards, and a touchdown. Leading rusher for Norfolk Catholic is Kelby Sile. He's got 7 carries and 17 yards in the football game, but a half really dominated by St. Cecilia. 30 offensive plays, 168 yards in the first half, 21 plays for Norfolk Catholic, and 60 yards. So the St. Cecilia defense has definitely come to play here this afternoon.
Well, they really have, and looking at some of the guys leading the way, you can't say enough about number 11 in white down on the field today. Paul Gettert, again, leading the way, 5 total tackles, 3 unassisted, 4 assisted tackles. A.J. Toms with 4 tackles. Cody Jackson with 1.5, and Jake Swartz with a tackle and a half defensively. We look at Cody Action Jackson. Punt returns in the first half. He had 1 for 12 and a couple of kickoff returns for 30 yards, the longest being a 15 yards. One thing you look at on the stat sheet, Mike, the Hawks yet have had to punt in the football game. So that's a very key number there. As far as Norfolk Catholic's numbers go, punting Jordan Beller, a couple of punts for 53 yards, longest one being of 28 yards. No punt returns. Obviously, the Hawks have not yet to punt a football, but kick returns. Kelby Sile, a couple of returns, 21 yards, 13 yards being the longest. And then defensively, I think you mentioned these four individuals in the pregame show and their outstanding season they have had. Brant O'Banion with 6.5 tackles leading the way for Norfolk Catholic. Corey Schaefer with 4, Scott Vollmer with 3, and Ashton Nolte with 3 tackles as well, as we see the Hawks come back out on the field. But again, Mike, a very sound half. I think the Hawks are very, very up for this ball game starting out. This is a very good Norfolk Catholic team. Let's remember last week they knocked off Boys Town. That was the one where you look around the media and stuff. They really kind of projected Norfolk or Boys Town and St. Cecilia to be in the finals, and Norfolk Catholic was able to upset Boys Town in Omaha. So a very big win. So this is a very good matchup. But the Hawks definitely are out to prove something since they have not been here since 2000. We'll see if we can't get another stenciling on that fine press box at Duncan Field.
Stenciling? Okay.
Yes, you understand now.
Okay.
Home of the 2000 state champions. Last time we were here, Casey Trambley, Nick Soucy. Boy, that's been several years ago. I know those two were on there. I know there's a Wim Hof on there. We
9 years
go down
ago.
Down the line quite a few years ago. But
maybe if they have to paint our press box, we can get her remodeled.
Now that would be something. This is kind of similar to Duncan Field in some sorts. I've yet to figure out how, as we are 6 stories above Memorial Stadium. This is quite a view. I kind of forgot what it was like to be in the skyboxes here, but a great view. And the Hawks doing a great job so far here in the half.
Class C2 state championship won today by Ponca as they knocked off Hardington Cedar Catholic 14-13. That was a rematch from a regular season game that they had. They met in the 7th game of the regular season. Ponca won that game by the score of 36-27, but they won the Class C2 state championship today, beating Hardington Cedar Catholic by the score of 14-13. These guys went toe-to-toe. It was scoreless going into the fourth quarter. Finally, Hardington got on the scoreboard with 6 minutes and 28 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. They threw a 45-yard touchdown pass, Justin Lisi, to Cody Klug. That made the score 7-0. Ponca came right back, got a 10-yard touchdown pass from Andy Watchhorn to Nolan Block. That capped off a 53-yard drive. Extra point was good. That tied things up at 7 points apiece. Ponca had a chance to win the ball game later on a 46-yard field goal. That sailed wide right, so they went into overtime with a score tied 7-7. Ponca scores first. They got a 4-yard touchdown run from Jared Curry to make it 14-7. Then Hardington Cedar Catholic scores. Justin Lisi threw a touchdown pass of 8 yards to Aaron Steffen to make it 14-13. And then instead of going for the extra point to tie up the football game in the first overtime, they decide to go for the win on a 2-point conversion. And they go to their All-State candidate, Chad Cook, who was stuffed at the 3-yard line, so the 2-point conversion was no good. And Ponca gets out of there with the state championship in Class C2, winning by the score of 14-13, a whale of a football game played in the first one of three here today at Memorial Stadium.
Yeah, it really was, Mike. And you look at the games that I listened to all three of them yesterday, nothing anywhere close. A lot of blowouts in all three of the games yesterday as the Giltner Hornets fell to the Howells Bobcats. That's just an outstanding tradition they have, and I understand Howells will be merging with or consolidating with Dodge next year and jumping up to C2, but still Howells with a tremendous program. And then the game today, got to listen to that, as I'd mentioned to you before we went on the air. And if you were in here for offense, that wasn't the case, as those two teams went toe-to-toe. And, again, what a gamble to go for two. And I think the coach was probably a little bit leery about his field goal kicker, as he missed one late there in the ball game that would have given them the victory in the regulation.
And they had some problems last week against Cambridge, I know, on some extra points. He actually had an extra point today in the football game, but he doinked it off with a right upright, and it just happened to fall across the crossbar. So I'm sure if you were the coach for Hardington Cedar Catholic, you had some thoughts of that happening. So why not go for the two-point conversion? And that's exactly what happened. And fortunately enough for Ponca, they were able to stuff the two-point try and to get out of here with the state championship in Class C2. Mentioned the ball games yesterday. In case you missed those, Giltner lost in the ball game to Howells by the score of 68-28. That was in the Class D2 state final. Clint Bellina ran for 332 yards, six touchdowns in that ball game, with just 22 carries for Howells. So the Bobcats win their eighth championship in the last 10 years as they take care of Giltner easily yesterday by the score of 68-28. Unbeaten Humphrey St. Francis held Hayes Center scoreless and claimed the state Class D2 football title. Matt Kors ran for 207 yards and 37 carries and scored five touchdowns in that ball game. Lead St. Francis to the 34-0 win over the Hayes Center Cardinals. The Flyers allowed Hayes Center just six total yards on the first two drives of the ball game. So Humphrey St. Francis winning in Class D2. And then last night in the Class A game, Bronson Marsh ran for 157 yards and a touchdown. It also set the Nebraska high school career passing record. And Trey Sack scored three times as Millard South finished the perfect season with a 45-17 victory over Millard West. The Patriots last night avenged a loss to Millard West in last year's final and won their first championship since 1995. Marsh completed 7 of 13 passes for 101 yards, giving him an 11-man state record, 6,826 yards for his career. So Nate Most, if that's popping in your head, Nate Most of Giltner has the all-time all-class record, and this Bronson Marsh from Millard has now got the 11-man state record of 6,826 yards in his career. So,
well, I know the running back for Howells, I believe yesterday, listening to that ball game, what did he end up with, 332?
Yeah, 332, six touchdowns.
Yeah, six touchdowns, that's pretty good. He's a big fella in there at 6 foot, 205 pounds. And I believe he was shy by right around 100 yards.
Yeah. He didn't play most of the fourth quarter, too. So.
Well, he probably didn't need to.
So we're at halftime. We've got the third quarter coming up. We'll take a quick break to score St. Cecilia 12, Norfolk Catholic 3.
Everybody likes to drive a good-looking car or truck, but in town, out of town, and country road driving can really take a toll on how your vehicle looks. When you need auto body work, stop at Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair, the Chief Easy Liner frame repair, and they can take care of those small nicks and scratches too. Drive safely, and don't take chances with your car or truck when you need body work. See the professionals at Sealy Body Shop, 201 South Hastings Avenue in Hastings.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, as we come back, Norfolk Catholic returns the opening kickoff here in the second half all the way out to the 41-yard line. Sile just had a little bit of seam up right in the middle of the field, right between the two hash marks, Jimmy. It's a nice return out to the, well, they're going to mark him right at the 40-yard line, but a nice return there by Kelby Sile.
Yeah, Norfolk Catholic opens up a dice seam as Matt Kissinger kicks off for the Hawks. It just kind of hits a knuckleballer down to about the 7-8-yard line, and then Sile just brings it right up the middle of the field. Ben Conan in on the tackle for St. Cecilia. So a nice return to start out the second half. Norfolk Catholic will have it on their own 40.
We'll see if they can crank up some offense. Not on the first play anyway. That's blown up immediately. A loss in the play. That's Matt Stirrup getting up. Also Gettard in there as they run the play straight up the middle and a loss of a yard in the play. It's second down and 11.
That was A.J. Toms initially blowing through there for St. Cecilia. Toms coming into the halftime mark with four tackles, but he was able to get through there in a big hurry and hit the Sile a couple of yards deep, and then a host of Hawks come in, bringing down for a one-yard loss. So second down and 11 here for Norfolk Catholic early in this third.
That will play action pass. Here's a pass that's going to be batted down. A pass blocked down there by St. Cecilia.
That's the second pass knocked down by Jordan Consbrook here this afternoon. The big 6'3" junior tight end, defensive end, Consbrook, doing a great job again as Ketter, the quarterback, rolled to the left side, was looking out in the left flats, but that was, again, very nearly intercepted by Jordan Consbrook.
Only 60 total yards in the ball game for Norfolk Catholic. We're now just underway in the third quarter. 11-17 to play. 12-3 the score. St. Cecilia out on top. Here's a pass that's going to be caught to St. Cecilia 45-yard line down to the 42. Ethan Brozik is the split end. He was just on a slant pattern there from the left side of the formation. Finally, Drew Pachuba coming up to make the stop for St. Cecilia, but that is a first down for Norfolk Catholic, their fourth first down of this football game.
Two big defensive plays by St. Cecilia, and it forced Norfolk Catholic into a third down and long, and that one there across the middle. I had talked about the Hawk defense on pass coverage across the middle being a little soft, and that one there goes for 17 into Hawk territory.
Here's Sile again as he moves the ball as he angles off to the right side and takes it down to the 40-yard line. A.J. Toms into the stop for Hastings St. Cecilia defensively. A pickup on the play of about 2 yards, maybe closer to three. We'll call it second down and 7 yards to go. The ball resting now between the 39 and the 40-yard line. Norfolk Catholic moving from our right to our left, south to north. Here in the big house at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. A big crowd on hand here today. We'll get the official attendance numbers before we get out of here, but naturally in an 85-seat arena here like we have today, it's a lot of empty seats. Here's Ketter. He fakes to his left side, and now he's going to throw. Nope, he wants to run with it. Across the 40, down to about the 37. Tackle is made in there by Zach Stirrup for St. Cecilia. Ketter wanted to come to the near side, but pulls it back down and takes the ball down to the 37. Where Norfolk Catholic will be looking at a third down situation. Third down at about 5 yards to go.
Yeah, Ketter looked left and then was trying to look downfield to the right side. Brother Connor Ketter, a freshman, 6'4", tight end for Norfolk Catholic, was down there, but he was covered up by Pachuba. And Ketter just had to eat the football defensively. The Hawks brought him down shy of the first down marker. So be a third down and about four for Norfolk Catholic.
Here's the Wildcat formation now as they're going to snap the ball to a Sile. And Sile brings it across the 35, goes to the first down, takes to the 32. Ben Conan, another stop for the Blue Hawks. So right at the last second, they split out and send Ketter as a wide receiver to the left side, and that was a direct snap to Kelby Sile running out of the Wildcat formation as they take the ball to the 32. That's going to be close enough for a measurement. So they're bringing the chains off of the far sideline. Six first downs now for Norfolk Catholic in the ball game compared to nine for Hastings St. Cecilia. And now they will check this one out here as they put the sticks down. That's going to be a first down for Norfolk Catholic at the Blue Hawk 32-yard line. I think this is an important drive for the Knights if they can get into the end zone here and make it a ball game against 12-3 Blue Hawks.
Well, this is probably the best success they've had offensively today against this Hawk defense as they started out at the 40-yard line on a nice kickoff return. They moved it all the way down to the St. Cecilia 32.
So it's a first and 10. They get a fresh set of downs here. Sile again gets the call to the 30-yard line, and he runs into Conan at about the 29. The Norfolk Catholic just wanting to grind out the football here against St. Cecilia. They take it down to the 29-yard line, a pickup of 3 yards on the play. It's now second down and 7. Norfolk Catholic came in here averaging 235 yards per ball game rushing, 120 yards passing. They averaged 355 yards of total offense in their 12 ball games. So far today, they've got 28 plays and 91 yards. Here's the quarterback again. Ketter rolling to his right, unloads. It's going to be caught, juggled at the 12-yard line. Did he hang on? Yes, he did. Tyler Haybrock hangs onto the football long enough. He juggled it right there on the far sideline with the official standing right there. Haybrock hauls it in down to St. Cecilia 12-yard line. It is now first down and 10 for the Knights.
And a good job by Austin Ketter as he rolled to the right side, trying to buy all the time he could. And then he finds Haybrock in between the defenders for St. Cecilia, and a nice pass right over the linebackers. Drops it right into the hands, juggled just a bit by Haybrock, but he was able to bring it in. So now Norfolk Catholic knocking on touchdown door, a first and 10 from the Hawk 12.
Here's Sile across the 10-yard line to the 5. He takes it into the end zone for the touchdown. Angles off to the right side. Use that right side of the offensive line with Steffensmeyer, Stowe, and Piper to take it into the end zone. A 10-yard touchdown run there for Kelby Sile. That's his 19th touchdown of the season. As now 12-9 in favor of the Hawks.
Boy, and a good-looking drive by Norfolk Catholic. And again, a huge hole off the right side. Dalton Seeley was the only guy that could bring Sile down as he met him. But again, Sile does what Seeley does when he carries the football, just continues to keep those legs driving, and was able to carry Seeley into the end zone. And now the PAT for Catholic.
The extra point is up there. It is good. The extra point is good. 8 minutes and 53 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 12, Norfolk Catholic 10.
Video Kingdom is your electronics headquarters with everything from mobile audio and communications to the latest in television technology. Stop in to check out the high-def TVs from Mitsubishi, Sony, LG, and now Samsung, including flat screen and plasma TVs. At Video Kingdom, they offer service after the sale, including delivery, setup, and disposal of your old TV. Right now, take advantage of 12 months interest-free financing. Ask for details. Located in the Cimarron Plaza just south of Walmart and open 7 days a week, Video Kingdom, your electronics headquarters.
Save on Whirlpool appliances during the big savings event at Rogers Incorporated. Save on Whirlpool and pay no interest for 6 months with no down payment and no monthly payments on a qualifying Whirlpool purchase. Through November 25th, ask Rogers for details. It's the big savings event at Rogers Incorporated. 1035 South Burlington Hastings, open every day, Sundays noon to 4.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 12-10 is the score now. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Norfolk Catholic. As the Knights come out of their opening possession of the second half, Jimmy, 9 plays and 60 yards. That was a very impressive drive right out of the chute there for Norfolk Catholic.
Yeah, very nice as they ham and egged it all the way down the field through the air. Some nice passes by Ketter, and it was all set up on that 15-yard reception by Haybrock down to the 12, and then a nice job by the Norfolk Catholic line to open up a seam for Sile, and he was able to get into the end zone. But the momentum definitely switching to the far sidelines now. St. Cecilia had it in the whole first half, but a nice big drive to open things out. I think it's key for the Hawks now to just pick things up where they left off, basically grinding things out. They were able to run the football very successful in the first half, 123 yards for St. Cecilia on the ground. So just come out here and try to put together a nice drive and get some of this momentum back.
Coming up tonight, we've got the Class B state championship ball game, the Aurora Huskies and Omaha Scott. Gets underway at 7:15. Jimmy and I will have the call for you beginning at 7 o'clock tonight on ESPN Radio, 1550 KICS and 1460 KXPN. A couple of undefeated teams going after it in Class B tonight. There's the kickoff. It's a 12-10 ball game now in favor of Hastings St. Cecilia over Norfolk Catholic. Here's Jackson down the sideline, 25-30. 35 falls forward to the 36. So Cody Jackson bringing the ball back there for Hastings St. Cecilia. Tackle was made downfield by the Knights. That on special teams was Blake Wagner, a 6'2", 180-pound junior. And now the Blue Hawks will come out. They cranked out 168 yards of total offense in that first half with 123 on the ground. And I'm sure Carl Tesmer will go back to their rushing game right here.
Yeah, you're not going to see anything too flashy out of Coach Tesmer here in this second half. They were able to move the football primarily all on the ground. And they mixed it up a little bit with the pass. Swinkle with 45 yards through the air in that first half. But, again, they set up in that traditional I set with Swinkle up under center.
Wide receivers left and right. Now one of them comes in motion to the near side. That's going to be Dykeman. Play action pass. Swinkle wants to throw the ball. Throws it out there. It's going to be caught and blown up at the 27-yard line. They try to swing it out to Dalton Seeley. And Seeley is met on the play there by Norfolk Catholic. Ashton Nolte coming in, the defensive tackle, to make the stop on Seeley. Tell you what, Nolte, he didn't waver. He knew exactly what was happening there as he was in the huddle of St. Cecilia.
Well, it was a big defensive play there. Nolte coming in from the halftime with three tackles total. We'll give him another one. So he's got four now on the afternoon. But, again, doing a good job. You cannot allow Seeley to get out there alone. And Nolte does a good job bringing him down. A huge, huge loss. Going to bring up a second 18 on the Hawk 28.
Now Seeley comes in motion. They're going to throw the ball out to him. 25, 30, 35, and run out of bounds. So they kind of put Seeley in motion there at the last second. And Schwenker just swings the ball out to him. And Seeley knocked out of bounds to the 37. That's Corey Schaefer coming over to knock him out of bounds there for Norfolk Catholic. But now the Blue Hawks, Jimmy, looking at a third down and long situation. They lost eight on the previous play. They get, nine of that back. So now we're looking at third down and nine from the 36.5-yard line.
Well, and don't be surprised you don't see some play action pass. Hate to beat a dead horse, but a couple of times early in a football game, Paul Gettert was open down the middle of the field. We see Gettert will switch now. He'll go to the left side of the formation as the slot back to the left.
12-10, St. Josiah with a two-point lead. Here's a handoff to Seeley. Seeley 35-40, down the sideline 45 to the 50. Inside Norfolk Catholic territory, down to the 46-yard line. So Dalton Seeley carries the mail there. Finally, Eric Becker brings him down, but Seeley just found a little bit of a seam around the right end, brought it to the near sideline, brings the ball into Knight territory, first down and 10 for the Blue Hawks.
Big, big gain all the way down to the 47-yard line and out in front of Seeley. Ben Conan making a nice block, getting Seeley around the corner. And I guess why would you run play-action pass when you have Dalton Seeley and the blocking backs like you have in there for St. Cecilia? Conan with a nice, nice block out in front of him. And they get the ball into Knight territory for the first time here in the second half.
7.5 to play in the third quarter. And now Conan's going to get a chance to carry the football across the 45 down to about the 43-yard line. So a pickup of a couple of yards on the play there as they go with the inside trap play. Tackle is made in there by Norfolk Catholic. Nolte again into the stop. Also Caleb Toltzman, number 58, a sophomore defensive end there for the Knights. Second down at about 7 yards to go. St. Cecilia now with the ball at the 44-yard line. Blue Hawks working from our left to our right, north to south here at Memorial Stadium, the Class C1 State High School Football Championship today. Here's Conan again, inside handoff, breaks loose across the 40, 35, down to the 33-yard line. Conan was stopped there momentarily right at the line of scrimmage, and all of a sudden just kind of squirts loose. They're going to spot the ball at the 35. That's enough for another first down for the Blue Hawks. That's Brant O'Banion coming up to make the stop for Norfolk Catholic, but the Blue Hawks move the sticks, first down and 10.
Boy, and again, good tough running by Conan right up the middle. That was Brant O'Banion, who has footprints right up the front of his Norfolk Catholic football jersey, as Conan just completely running right over to pick up another first down as the Hawks inch deeper into Knight territory.
Here's Seeley with the ball, dancing across the 35 to the 30, down to the 26-yard line. Again, another play that looked like it was going to be stopped there at the line of scrimmage, but Seeley finds a little seam, dances his way through the hole there, and takes it all the way down to about the 25, a pickup of 9 yards in the play. And now the offensive line, with those guys who have done such a great job all year long, applying themselves here at the beginning of the third quarter. This is the first offensive series for St. Cecilia after halftime.
Well, they are. We talked a lot about them in the first half, and already on this drive here, they've really done a great job asserting themselves. And when you got two backs and the yak, yards after contact, Conan and Seeley very, very tough, as we see St. Cecilia coming out in the Maryland eye here.
And now Seeley, the tailback, comes in motion. They're going to hand the ball away to Gettert, the second man. And Gettert takes the ball down to the 22. That should be enough for a first down. It is. So the Blue Hawks will get a fresh set of downs here. They go with double tight ends and a Maryland eye formation with Seeley, the third back in that eye. He goes in motion, and they hand the ball away to Gettert, who follows Ben Conan through the hole and picks up the first down.
You don't think that Seeley's an explosive player? About the time he took off and went in motion to the right side, I think about nine of the Norfolk Catholic defenders all shifted a little bit to the left side. They want to know exactly where Seeley is, and now we'll see the Hawks coming out again in that Maryland eye.
Yeah, same set with double tights. First down and 10 from the 22-yard line. Now they're going to hand the ball away to Seeley across the 20, center of the field at the 15-yard line. Runs over a man, spins at the 8-yard line. He's at the 5. He's at the 4-yard line, still on his feet, and down to the 3. Dalton Seeley carrying the ball there for St. Cecilia. Finally brought down to 3. Boy, a juke move there. He had a spinning move down there, and it carried a guy down to the 3-yard line. Finally, Luke Lyons brings him down for Norfolk Catholic, but the Blue Hawks are sitting at the Knights' 3-yard line.
Just an exciting run by Dalton Seeley as he was led through the hole by Paul Gettert, number 11. Gettert is so valuable down there at the receiver spot, and then they put him in there at the Maryland eye. He led Seeley through the hole, made a nice block, and then after that it was all Dalton Seeley, spinning, kicking, prodding, doing everything he could to get another first down, a 19-yard gain down to the Knight 3-yard line.
All right, here we go, first down and goal. Here's Seeley with a call again, just launches his body in for the goal line. Did he get in? Yes, he did. Touchdown. Seeley was about 3 yards right at the line of scrimmage. He just launches himself into the end zone. First of all, he was then knocked out of the goal line, but he stretches the ball out. He gets the touchdown, and the Blue Hawks come right back and respond here in the third.
Seeley right behind the left side of that Hawk offensive line, and just like he was shot out of a cannon. Very dangerous, though. He had the football in just one hand as he lunged across the goal line, but a nice answer by the St. Cecilia offense after Norfolk Catholic takes the initial drive and the kickoff downfield. They score a touchdown, and then the Hawks come back to answer with a long drive for themselves as Dalton Seeley goes in from 3 yards out. Matt Kissinger in now for the Hawks to attempt the PAT.
Bo Schwenke will hold. Ball is down. The kick is up, and it's through the uprights. It is good. Hastings St. Cecilia tacks on seven more. We're in the third quarter. Nice drive there for the Blue Hawks. 5:01 to play in quarter number three. The score now is St. Cecilia 19, Norfolk Catholic 10.
Tice Auto Care is your full-service Napa Auto Care Center. Trust the ASC-certified auto technicians at Tice to take care of all your repair needs, foreign or domestic. And if your vehicle needs transmission service, Tice offers the TransTech service, the only system that performs a complete transmission flush, giving your vehicle all fresh fluid for long life. From fuel injectors to mufflers, brakes, shocks, struts, and everything in between, see Tice Auto Care. Tice Auto Care, 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Hello?
Hey, sis. Let's go to PGA's for their after-Thanksgiving sale.
When does it start?
7 a.m. on Friday.
What do they have on sale?
PGA's has drills, screwdrivers, hand tools, shop vacs, shop lights, Christmas decorations, power strips, extension cords, and even pet beds for Fido.
Well, what are we waiting for?
I'm not. I'm parked in your drive. Hurry up so we can get to Big G's for their doorbuster bargains.
Big G's after-Thanksgiving sale starts Friday morning at 7 a.m.
Big G's.
1230 KHAS.
So each team scores on their opening possession of the second half, so we're back to a 9-point ball game, 19-10. Blue Hawks had the lead. The kickoff by Kissinger, returned again by Norfolk Catholic. A good return out across the 30 to the 35-yard line. Bringing the ball back that time was Tyler Haybrock for Norfolk Catholic. So now the Knights come back out offensively. What do we got for total yards right now? 232 for Hastings St. Cecilia. Up to 120 now for Norfolk Catholic. We're in the third quarter with 4:54 remaining in this third period.
Well, primarily all of those yards for Norfolk Catholic came on that first drive as they took it from their own 40 all the way down to score. They will start here at the 35-and-a-half-yard line, first and 10 for the Knights.
Ketter in the shotgun, and now I don't know what that was, a little shovel pass. Kind of threw that underhanded. He was trying to get it to his fullback who was lined up there, Corey Schaefer. That didn't look like anything that a shovel pass that I have seen before, kind of a underhanded, like a volleyball serve.
Well, and if they show the replay here on the monitor, Paul Gettard coming on the blitz got right in the face of Ketter. Also, A.J. Toms there and Jake Schwartz, number 70. A lot of penetration there by the Hawk defense, and they forced that incomplete shovel pass. Bring up a second down and 10 here with 4:48 left to go in the third.
Norfolk Catholic for their own 36-yard line. Now they run the option play. Ketter cuts it back, and he's going to run right into the Blue Hawk defensive line. That is Zach Stirrup. Another stop for the Blue Hawks. Knocks down Ketter at about the 37. A.J. Toms also helping out on the play. They're going to give him forward progress to about the 39. So give him 3 yards in the play from the 36 to the 39. Going to bring up a third down and 7. As we approach the 4-minute mark now in the third quarter, the Blue Hawks have the lead. Looking for their second state championship. Last time they were here in the state finals was 2000. They won the Class C1 state crown back then. Ketter throws the ball. It's going to be caught and dropped at the 48-yard line. Right through the fingertips of Schaefer, who was coming out of the backfield. He would have had enough for the first down, but he can't hang on to it as it pops out of his hands, out of bounds. So Norfolk Catholic goes 3 plays and out here. And now it's going to bring up a fourth down situation. And Norfolk Catholic will have to punt. This is a Beller back into the ball game. Averages 35 yards per kick. As long has been 41 so far this year. Seeley and Jackson back deep at the 33-yard line. 19-10, Blue Hawks have the lead. 4:09 to play down in the third quarter. Good snap to Beller. Gets it away. High kick this time. Jackson signals for the fair catch and then lets it bounce down there for Norfolk Catholic to down the football. It's going to be Dylan Arnes. Arnes down on special teams to down the football, so St. Cecilia will have her back here at the 27-yard line. First down and 10 for the Blue Hawks.
I see the reason you call him Action Jackson. He likes to provide a lot of action down there on special teams. That one there, waved for the fair catch, but didn't get very far away from it. That football, you don't know where it's going to bounce. It could bounce right into you. I remember back at the Crofton game, he made an error on a kickoff return. So Action Jackson providing some good action down on the field as he doesn't get away from it. But the Norfolk Catholic downs it, and the Hawks will take over on their own 27 here with 4:01 left in the third.
Now the double wing set. They hand the ball away to Seeley from that wing at the 30-yard line. Spins at the 31, takes it to the 32. So Dalton Seeley lined up as the wing back to the left side of that double wing set. Finally brought down into play by O'Banion again for Norfolk Catholic. He is the leading tackler on this team. Had 174 stops coming into the football game here this afternoon. Seeley picks up about 6 yards on that play as he moves it out to the 34. We'll call it second down and 4 yards to go. 3.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. The Blue Hawks leading 19-10 here for the Class C1 state championship. Bo Schwenk up under center. Going to hand the ball away to Conant again. Big hole, 35-40, and he's chopped down at the 41 to the 42-yard line. Good play there by Eric Becker. As Conant got through there, and Becker just upends him, just got his hands on him there, and knocks him down. They're going to give him forward progress to the 43. That's a first down.
Boy, as we look at the replay on the monitor, a huge hole right between center and guard there as Conant blasts through, and he was just one shake away from taking that the distance. Well, you go back to that last drive that St. Cecilia had towards the end once they got into night territory. You think about the runs that Seeley had, 7-8 yards every blast, Conant as well. St. Cecilia really doing a nice job on the ground here in this second half, getting some big gains on first and second down.
Getter goes in motion. They're going to pitch the ball to him to the far side of the field, across the 40-yard line, runs into a sea of red over there as he's going to be knocked down at the 45. So it was Getter coming in motion. He was the wing back to the right side of the formation that time, comes back in motion. They pitch the ball to him, trying to use his speed to get out to the wide side of the field, and he is knocked down at the 45. We'll give him a pickup of 2 yards in the play. Tackle is made in there by Caleb Toltzman, the defensive end on that right side. Second down and 8. By the way, Seeley over the 100-yard mark now in the ball game. He's got 17 carries, 105 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Boy, 1,891 yards now on the year for Dalton Seeley.
Tell you what, you have a big fourth quarter. We can get him over 2,000 yards for the year. 2:15 to play here in the third. 19-10, Blue Hawks have the lead. Here's Conant. Bounces off a couple of would-be tacklers, runs over a man, brings it across to 50, down to the 49-yard line. He got into a Haybrock. He finally wrestled him down as he crosses the 50-yard line, but a good hard run there. That's what you like to see out of your fullback, Jimmy, Ben Conant.
Boy, he is just an exciting player to get him out in the open. Again, doesn't like to shake and bake a lot, just likes to run power football. And Tyler Haybrock will know that again when Ben Conant comes out on him again, as Conant was able to knock over Haybrock, pick up some good yardage around the left side, and going to put the Hawks in a third down and about 1.5 to go here for the first down.
All right, third down here for the Blue Hawks for the 49 of Norfolk Catholic. They hand the ball away to Seeley, angles off on the right side, brings it to the 45. That's going to be enough for a first down. We mentioned the numbers for Dalton Seeley. He's going to be close to 2,000 yards for the season. Ben Conant is going to be close to 1,000 yards. So St. Cecilia could have a 2,000-yard rusher and a 1,000-yard rusher for the 2009 season. Conant had 106 carries, 923 yards coming in here. So he needed roughly, 77 yards or so? He's got 54 in the ball game today.
Well, and there's one thing about it. We sound like we beat a dead horse all the time, but without those kind of numbers, you got to have a good offensive line, and the Hawks do. Very powerful, and they make their presence known in each and every game.
Here's Conant again. He's at the 45-yard line. He's at the 35-yard line, and finally brought down at the 31. Hanging on for dear life and finally bringing him down was Tyler Haybrock. So Ben Conant finds his seam. Tell you what, they're running right now in between the hashes. And you talked about the offensive line. They're flat doing the job, as you mentioned. St. Cecilia with another first down. That's their 15th of the ball game.
Well, that's one thing about setting as high as we are. You can really see. It's almost like you're on top of this football field, and you can really see the holes develop from up here. And just some hard running there by Conant as he was able to go off the left side. He picks up 15 yards on that blast play. Takes the ball down to the 31-yard line. The Hawks on the move again.
Ball's on the far side hash mark. First down. And 10, here's Getter with the ball. He's at the 30-yard line, and Getter takes it to the 26. So A lot of counters right now. The flow of the play goes to the right, and they come back and hand the ball away to Gettert that time, down to the 26-yard line, brought down by O'Banion again for Norfolk Catholic. The Blue Hawks are starting to pick up 4, 5, 6 yards at a crack here, if not more.
Well, they are, and we'll single out some of the linemen as we notice them down on the field. Tim Kreekak making a great block there in front of Paul Gettert. Kreekak, the senior, a big feller in there, 6'2", 245. As he opens up a little seam, and Gettert picks up a quick five, as we're going to see the third quarter come to an end, and the Hawks. The Hawks are just one quarter away from bringing home the Class C1 state championship.
All right, three quarters in the books here this afternoon. And the score, we'll take a break. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia 19, Norfolk Catholic 10.
What is a good neighbor? It's someone nearby who helps make your life a little easier. It's someone like me, State Farm agent Zach Augustine. I'll take the time to understand your insurance and financial needs, so whether you're preparing for your child's college education or planning for retirement, get the kind of help you'd expect from a good neighbor. Visit my office today at 1017 West 2nd in the Clock Tower Plaza across from Allen's and Hastings, or give me a call at 463-9525.
Like a good neighbor.
Buy two, get two free at CPI Mr. Tire. Buy two Cooper Dean Equus tires, size 225-60BR16 for $132 each and get two free. All purchases include free rotation, free mounting, free balancing, and a free road hazard warranty. Save on Cooper tires, buy two, and get two free.
CPI Mr. Tire has the right tire for you.
CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, you're listening to the Class C1 State High School Football Championship here this afternoon. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over Norfolk Catholic. The score is 19-10. Lou Hawks will start this fourth quarter. You're looking at a second down situation, second down and 4 from the 25-yard line of Norfolk Catholic. But now we're waiting for the TV guys to come back out of their commercial break. St. Cecilia has already broken their huddle. They're waiting here at the line of scrimmage. So St. Cecilia leading at halftime, 12-3, each team scoring here in the third quarter. Norfolk Catholic scored first on a 12-yard run. St. Cecilia comes right back to a 3-yard run from Dalton Seeley. So 19-10 the score. Blue Hawks now running the play. Here's Bo Schwenk, a quarterback keeper, 25 to the 20. Cuts to the left side. He's at the 15. He's at the 10. 5-yard line touchdown. Bo Schwenka takes it in from 25 yards out. A nice run for Bo. That is his 8th rushing touchdown of the season, and the Blue Hawks go out on top 25-10.
And a great play call, as you've seen Paul Gettert come out of the Maryland I formation. He went in motion. He had one lone defender run with him, and then Seeley runs to the he was the trailback for Gettert, and the defense kind of shifted over there, and then once Schwenka seen an opening right in the middle of the field, he cuts it back left and then picked up a great crackback block by Jake Schwartz, number 70, leveling the linebacker O'Banion and getting Schwenka into the end zone on a nice touchdown run as Matt Kissinger will come in and attempt the point after for the Hawks.
So on the first play of the fourth quarter, St. Cecilia tacks on 6 more. Now Kissinger drills the extra point, which is good. Hastings St. Cecilia has built their biggest lead of the ball game now, 16 points. 11 minutes and 52 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with the score St. Cecilia 26, Norfolk Catholic 10.
Thanksgiving, that wonderful time of year when family and friends gather for feasting, fun, and giving thanks. This year, let Bob Sass Flowers help you enjoy the memories with a beautiful fall centerpiece. Celebrate the warm togetherness of family with a fresh autumn arrangement or peppermint fall centerpiece accented with decorative candles. And Bob Sass Flowers can help you with all your holiday home decorating ideas. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd in Hastings. Call 462-2179.
For residential and commercial electrical work in and around Hastings, call the professionals at Ideal Electric. Large or small, Ideal Electric can handle it. Whether it's a new home, remodeling, adding circuits or a breaker box, outlets, lining a garage, or installing a ceiling fan, give Ideal Electric a call, 463-4776. Ideal Electric, your ideal choice for electrical work. 123 East E Street in Hastings, large or small, call Ideal Electric for your next electrical project, 463-4776.
1230 KHAS.
The kickoff by the Blue Hawks. Style brings the ball back out here to the 28-yard line, and that's where Norfolk Catholic will start. 26 to 10. Our score, St. Cecilia out on top. Gene Shaw, who's our statistician and spotter with us here tonight, he bleeds Blue Hawk blue, and he almost jumped out of the press box at Broken Bow. If he's going to jump out here, he's got a long fall.
Yeah.
Six stories high.
Yeah, he better get a parachute, because we were the ones to stop him out of Broken Bow. He's sitting between us today. I'm not going to stop him as he goes out this window.
Here's Schaefer carrying the ball, and that's going nowhere. Schaefer trying to run it against the St. Cecilia defensive front. That has not been very effective today for Norfolk Catholic. In fact, as we check their numbers, well, they have 123 yards or so total offense so far in the ball game, compared to 305 for Hastings St. Cecilia.
Yeah, it's incredible. 259 of those 305 on the ground for St. Cecilia. Obviously, this Blue Hawk line fueled by chicken noodles as they continue to pound away at this Norfolk Catholic defense.
At St. Cecilia having their annual chicken noodle feed on Sunday. Didn't seem to slow them down, did it?
No, not at all.
Here's Kesser with the ball. Rolls to his right side. Now he's going to run it across the 30-yard line to the 35, and down he goes. So a pickup of about 7 yards on the play by the quarterback, Austin Ketter. Tackle is made by Zach Stirrup defensively for St. Cecilia. Also a Dykeman over here. And now who do we have? We have an injured Blue Hawk. An injured Blue Hawk is down. That's going to be, is that Stirrup down at the 33?
Well, we can't see. There's several coaches. We're high enough, looking down almost right on top of him, but with several coaches right over top, hard to get a number.
All right, we'll take an injury timeout here. St. Cecilia will be looking at third down and three when we come back. You're listening to high school football today. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Norfolk Catholic. The score, Blue Hawks 26, the Knights 10.
Muscati Health Center proudly supports the St. Cecilia athletes and team. Muscati Health is an integrated team of family physicians and mental health care providers, specializing in family practice and obstetrics, always caring for its current patients and always welcoming new patients. Muscati Health Center is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, Tuesday nights till 7:30, and now offering urgent care services Saturday and Sunday afternoon from 1 to 4. Stewards of Compassionate Care. Muscati Health Center and the Crozier Park Professional Center, 223 East 14th Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, a completed pass, Austin Ketter to Ethan Brozek. Joe Ryan in coverage there for St. Cecilia, but not before. The Knights pick up a first down at the 39-yard line.
Yeah, and Ryan right in the hip pocket of Brozek, and a great pass by Ketter. Good catch and a first down for Norfolk Catholic. They need some points, and they need them in a hurry as they trail 26-10 here. 10:23, the clock a moving here in the fourth.
There's a handoff to Sile, gets outside, now 45, and he's going to be run out of bounds. Ryan over there again for St. Cecilia, knocking down Kelby Sile. Sile is the leading rusher for Norfolk Catholic, but he is struggling here this afternoon against his Blue Hawk defense. He has not yet achieved 50 yards rushing in the ballgame. He came in with 1,234 yards. He was averaging over 100 yards per game. He picks up 9 there as he brings the ball to the 49-yard line, second down and a yard.
Yeah, we'll give him 12 carries, now 49 yards. The injured player was Zach Stirrup. He came out of the game for one play. He is back in there. I think just the wind knocked out of him on the sidelines.
Here's a Norfolk Catholic on second down. Now they're going to throw the ball down the left sideline. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Joe Ryan of St. Cecilia.
The intended receiver downfield was Tyler Haybrock for Norfolk Catholic. Ketter just underthrew him just a bit. And Ryan, right there in good defensive position, was able to come up with the interception and squander away a drive for Norfolk Catholic. And the Hawks, with a 26-10 lead, will take over at their own 22.5-yard line.
So now Norfolk Catholic with a fumble and also an interception in the football game. And now the Blue Hawks can just work on the clock. 10-10 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead here. Blue Hawks trying to win their first state championship in Class C1 since 2000, the last time they played here at Memorial Stadium. This is their fourth appearance in the state finals. Here's Swinkin with the ball, gets away from one man across the 30 to the 33 to the 34-yard line. Nice pickup there of about 11 yards for Bo Swinkin as the Hawks continue to pound the rock here against Norfolk Catholic. Bo Swinkin has got the first down.
And again, Schwinker running the option off the left side. And again, a huge hole right up the middle. He gets into the center of the Norfolk Catholic defense, picks up 11 yards, another first down. Now gives Schwinker 5 carries, 52 yards on the afternoon. The leading ball carrier for the Hawks, as we had mentioned, Dalton Seeley, 18 carries, 115 yards, and 2 touchdowns here today.
First down and 10 for the Blue Hawks. Here's Conan with the ball across the 35 to the 40, and he is tripped up there as he falls forward out to about the 44. O'Banlin again into the stop there for Norfolk Catholic. But now the St. Cecilia offensive line opening up some huge holes. That was an 8-yard gain there by Conan as he brings it out to the 42.
Conan now with 62 yards on the afternoon, and one would-be tackler brings down Conan. He had a lot of room to run out there if he's able to get free. But a nice gain off the left side again behind Big Zach Stirrup over there, and going to bring up a second down and 1 yard to go here for another first down for the Hawks.
9-10 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Now Seeley goes in motion to the far side. Conan gets the call across the 45, spins at the 50 and takes it down to the 47. Lions in on the stop there for Norfolk Catholic, but Conan again, big chunk of yardage as he takes the ball into Knight territory. They're going to spot him at the 48.
11-yard blast by Ben Conan up the middle of the field again. And as we watch the replay, as Conan gets spun around, continues to keep them legs moving like a piston, and he gets deeper into Norfolk Catholic territory down to the 48. Clock becoming a huge factor here, and the crowd on the near side starting to get a little bit louder. The folks in blue are starting to smell the championship.
Yeah, the Blue Hawk fans are right below us. Norfolk Catholic is across the way. Here's a handoff again. That's going to be Gettert now in the backfield for St. Cecilia. He angles off to the left side and takes it down to about the 43-yard line. A pickup of 5 yards in a play for Paul Gettert. We've been talking about Conan and Steely all afternoon long, but Paul Gettert has also carried the ball quite a bit here for St. Cecilia, splitting time between the wide receiver position and also a running back. And now we got a penalty flag down. This has been far and in between in
this
football game today. St. Cecilia had 4 illegal procedure penalties in the first half, nothing so far in half number 2. Norfolk Catholic has yet to be penalized in the ball game today.
I was going to say, I couldn't believe I seen something yellow laying down on the turf as they'll bring the Hawks back. I think that was a holding indication against St. Cecilia. So 4 illegal procedure calls, 1 holding, and that's all we've had for flags today. Norfolk Catholic, a very disciplined football team, as they have yet to commit an error. And now the Hawks will be faced with a 1st and 19, the ball on their own 43-yard line, excuse me.
All right, double tight ends now for St. Cecilia. They go with the Maryland I formation, all 3 back stacked up behind Schwenke. Now Gettert comes in motion. Handoff is going to go to Seeley, hit the backfield, and down he goes. Balls forward to the 41, but that's a loss of a couple of yards in the play. Penetration by Ashton Nolte, number 67, the 6-foot, 210-pound senior.
Well, and Nolte coming on the blitz, and we'll see him coming hard here on the replay as he comes and meets Dalton Seeley about 3 or 4 yards deep in the St. Cecilia backfield. So now the Hawks kind of have the old truck in reverse as they'll have a 2nd down and 21 to go.
You like those replays, don't you?
I do. That's kind of nice. See if we can get that at Duncan next year for all our games.
Husker Vision on. Scoreboards are on all around the stadium here this afternoon. Here's another running play to Conan. He picks up 1-2 yards as he falls forward up around the 44, the 45. Nolte again into the stop. Well, since we got to repaint the press box here, if St. Cecilia wins this football game, they're going to add another state championship, their 2nd one here, if we can hang on. Might as well go for the Husker vision, the Blue Hawk vision at Duncan Field. Huh?
Yeah, this is pretty good. We have screens in the far end zone are, well, both sides of the field. We got the big Husker vision down to our left, and then we have our own TV monitor right here in our booth, so this is equipped pretty good. Trying to see how we can do games on Saturdays down here if we get Merck to travel down here and play our home games.
It is 3rd down now for St. Cecilia, 3rd down at 18 yards to go. Option play, Schwick has still got it, wants to pitch the ball. Now he does in a late pitch. Gettert has got it now, and he's going to be decked at the 42. An ill-advised pitch there by Schwick. It finally gets it out to Gettert, and he is knocked down by Tyler Haybrock. So that was one of the very few possessions that was not very good for St. Cecilia today as they have her in reverse, and now they're going to be looking at a 4th down and 20 situation. They lose 10 yards in that possession.
Well, and that was a sputter at the best on that drive. It was all leading up to that 10-yard holding call against St. Cecilia. They were moving the football very well downfield, and then a holding call, and then some good defensive plays by Norfolk Catholic, and now Dalton Seeley in for his first punt attempt of the afternoon.
Yeah, and it comes with 6:15 to play in the fourth quarter, and not a very good kick. It wobbles, and it comes to the near side. Now, the line of scrimmage is the 43 of St. Cecilia. The officials walking up. They're still walking up. They're approaching the midfield stripe. They're across midfield, and they're going to put it right down at the 50-yard line. A 7, that's going to hurt his daily averages. That was the first punt for a Celia. A 7-yard punt there, And Norfolk Catholic will start this drive, first down and 10, right at the 50.
Well, that won the ugly award. We had ugly early in the first half. Jordan Beller got off one that went over top of the St. Cecilia sidelines. Only went for about 17 yards, but Celia has won that award now. These first punt goes 7 yards. Norfolk Catholic has been able to move the football a little bit here in the second half. We'll see what they elect to do. They're going to have to get some points in a hurry.
All right, we'll take a break here. 6:08 to play in quarter number four. Hastings St. Cecilia 26, Norfolk Catholic 10.
When you're looking for flooring that's best in style, best in value, and best in show, the winner is Lee's, the only carpet with a 25-year no-exclusion stain warranty. You'll find Lee's at Jacoby Carpet One in Hastings and Kearney. Got pets or kids? No worries. Nothing can keep Lee's from looking its brand new best. If you manage to stain a Lee's carpet, we'll replace it. Shop Jacoby Carpet One and discover the entire line of Lee's styles and colors. And with 3 years interest-free financing, you can afford to do the whole house and be ready for the holidays. Jacoby Carpet One, downtown Hastings and Kearney.
See store for details.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, the quarterback cutter is nailed on the play by Schwartz of St. Cecilia. A huge loss back here at the 42-yard line, a loss of 8 yards in the play.
And Ketter was looking downfield, number two, Tyler Haybrock, but he was all covered up by Joe Ryan. And then Schwartz busting through there, just making a great job wrapping Ketter up around the ankles, bringing him down for a huge, huge loss. Second down and 18, 5:35 left to go in the ballgame.
And now Ketter wants to throw the ball again. He does across the middle. That ball is going to be caught at the St. Cecilia 40-yard line down to the 35. That is a Haybrock, Tyler Haybrock with a reception. Drew Pachuba knocks him down, a hard hit at 35. And now Norfolk Catholic still now rolling over here in the ball game, despite trailing 26-10. They've got a first down at the St. Cecilia 35.
That pass and catch goes for 23 yards down to the Hawk 35-yard line. And again, the clock continuing to move.
Wide receivers left and right. Here's Ketter, stands in the pocket and now runs it out of there, 35-30, and spun down at the 27-yard line. Paul Gettert into the stop for Hastings St. Cecilia, but a pickup of 8 yards in a play. We'll call it second down and 2. Norfolk Catholic in their semi-hurry-up offense here, trailing by 16 points.
Yeah, I was going to say Norfolk Catholic now, a lot more sense of urgency as you see him come in and out of the huddle as the plays get shuttled in from their head coach on the far sidelines, Jeff Beller.
From the shotgun formation now with wide receivers left and right. Ketter fakes once and now throws it to the far side. It's going to be incomplete, nearly intercepted over there by the Blue Hawks. Over there in coverage was Ryan, Joe Ryan. The pass is incomplete off of the fingertips of his intended receiver, Ethan Brozek. We'll have the Class B state championship ball game coming up next. That ball game will air tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS, ESPN KXPN. 1460 in Kearney. We'll have Husker basketball coming up on 1230 KHIS beginning at 6:04 tonight. Here's Schaefer with the ball, the big fullback, as he crosses the 25 down to the 23-yard line. It's going to be a first down. Nebraska playing UMKC tonight at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Tip-off will be at 7. Airtime 6:04 tonight on 1230 KHIS. And again, Jimmy and I will hang around. We'll have the Class B state championship ball game, the final game. Final game of the 2009 season, Aurora taking on Omaha Scott tonight.
Yeah, final game for you and I together this year.
First down, 10 yards to go from the 22-yard line of Hastings St. Cecilia. Here's a Ketter with the ball, rolls to his right, under pressure. Gettert grabs him. Gettert's going to bring him down back here at the 27-yard line. A quarterback sack for Paul Gettert. That is his second sack of the season, and he pulls down Ketter back here at the 27-yard line. Gettert shows his speed as he runs down the 6'1", 170-pound senior quarterback for Norfolk Catholic.
Yeah, coverage sack as Ketter rolled to the right side, looking downfield, nobody open as the Hawk defense had the receivers all covered up, and then just simply a foot race, and Gettert was able to be a little bit faster than Ketter there. He's able to bring him down, a big, big loss, going to bring up second down and 14.
Ketter, play action pass. He's under pressure again. Now throws the ball to the far side. It's going to be caught. Schaefer with the ball. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Takes it down to the sideline into the end zone for the score. A 26-yard touchdown pass from Austin Ketter as he gets it to Schaefer. broken to the far sideline. No Blue Hawks around that time. He takes it into the end zone, and now it's a 10-point ball game, 26-16.
And a nice play call by Jeff Beller, the head coach of Norfolk Catholic. The flow of the play went all to the right side. The Hawk defense shifted all to the near sidelines, and then Ketter just stops and flips it back across the field to Schaefer, and nobody out there defensively for St. Cecilia. He goes in uncontested, as we'll see Norfolk Catholic line up and go for two here as they trail by 10.
Trying to make it an 8-point ball game. Here's a pass that's going to be caught. The 2-point conversion is going to be good. They will get the ball over here, and a quick pass to Eric Becker. So now all of a sudden, a touchdown and a 2-point conversion, and we're heading into our second straight overtime ball game. So Norfolk Catholic comes back, a big touchdown there. 3 minutes and 39 seconds to play now in the fourth quarter. Don't go away. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia 26, Norfolk Catholic 18.
St. Cecilia High School is a private Catholic college preparatory school for grades 9 through 12, focusing on the student in a professional learning community, striving to provide a challenging academic experience while developing the whole student spiritually and socially. St. Cecilia students have contributed thousands of hours of community service to Hastings and the area. Students can participate in 12 sports programs, plus many other school activities, including academic decathlon and Teens for Life. Call Hastings Catholic Schools at 462-2105 and at stchastings.org.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we've got 3 minutes and 39 seconds to play. We're going to see an onside kick here. Hastings St. Cecilia leading by just 8, 26-18. Norfolk Catholic has come back to make things interesting now here in the fourth quarter with a touchdown and a 2-point conversion. Into the football. Here they come. They're going to kick it away. And St. Cecilia is going to grab the ball back here. That's Jackson back at the 20-yard line. Jackson moves it to the far side, 25, and he's run out of bounds at the 28. Jace Jackson bringing the ball back there for St. Cecilia. So now the Blue Hawks have got the football. 3 minutes and 32 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. It's an 8-point ball game, 26-18 Blue Hawks.
Yeah, it seemed like the Hawks had everything pretty much in hand, and then a nice big strike by Norfolk Catholic. You can't lay back and think that they're just going to roll over and die. Norfolk Catholic's going to continue to apply a lot of pressure, and St. Cecilia thought maybe they might try the onside kick. The hands team was in up front. Getter was up front, also Seeley, but Jace Jackson doing a good job returning the ball out to the 28. So now the Hawks first and 10 here with 3:32 left to grind out.
That drive for Norfolk Catholic was 7 plays, 50 yards. Now they go to Ben Conan, and he is stacked up right at the line of scrimmage. No gain in the play. So now, timeout situation. We've got 3 for each team. Nobody's used a timeout here in the second half. St. Cecilia looking at second down and 10 as they go. Conan on the inside handoff, 15 carries, now 76 yards for Conan, and now Norfolk Catholic elects to burn a timeout. 3 minutes and 25 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score, St. Cecilia 26, Norfolk Catholic 18.
As long as there's been racing, Kendall Motor Oil has been a proud sponsor of Speed. From the first dirt tracks to today's high-speed drag strips, Kendall has been there. And the same passion for speed that fueled Kendall's first engines is alive today in Kendall GT1 high-performance motor oil. Kendall GT1 is made to perform in the grueling heat and stress of racing. Off the track, it's made to protect today's high-performance engines. So if you have a high-performance engine or a high-performance lifestyle, choose Kendall GT1, Kendall Motor Oil, or in the protection. Available at major oil sales in Hastings Industrial Park East.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a good neighbor pharmacy. For prescriptions, over-the-counter remedies, or just questions about other health care issues, Good Neighbor Pharmacy is ready to help. They'll take the time to talk with you to find out exactly what's best for you and your family. For everything to get well and stay well, put your confidence in Good Neighbor Pharmacy. Visit Keith's Pharmacy in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, Bo Schwenker runs the quarterback keeper as he takes the ball from the 28 to the 30-yard line. A pickup of only 2 on the play. Ashton Nolte into the stop there for Norfolk Catholic. So now St. Cecilia looking at a third down situation. Third down and about 7 yards to go. And the Knights will call another timeout. We'll take a break with them. 3 minutes and 18 seconds to play in the football game. Hastings St. Cecilia 26, Norfolk Catholic 18.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Today's attendance at Memorial Stadium, not a sellout today. 2,356 for the Class C1 state championship ball game. They had 2,321 for the C2 state championship ball game today.
I'll tell you what, out of the 2,356 that are here, I think 2,355 of them are standing on their feet right now. We look at the Norfolk Catholic side and the St. Cecilia fans down in front of us. They're in the body that's sitting down in this stadium. Third down, big third down play here for the Hawks.
Third down and seven. Here's a handoff. It's going to go to Conan across the 35, 36, 37. He's not going to get there. Ben Conan did not get there. Schaefer in on the stop for Norfolk Catholic. And now I think the Knights have just burnt their last time out.
Yeah,
they did.
Yeah, Jeff Beller come running out on the field and called it from the sideline. So that'll be it for Norfolk Catholic.
But they're going to get the ball back. Hastings St. Cecilia is going to have to punt the football away on fourth down and 3 yards to go. We'll take another break. 3:12 to play in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia 26, Norfolk Catholic 18.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling, and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
So, Jimmy, three running plays there for St. Cecilia after Norfolk Catholic scores the touchdown to pull within 8 points. Three very conservative plays, and now St. Cecilia is going to hang their fortunes here on the defense.
I tell you what, the offensive line has been able to open up some huge holes, but give Norfolk Catholic credit. They have sucked it up as they've drawn within 8 points. They made three outstanding defensive plays, and now Dalton Seely, after that first 7-yard punt, we'll see what he does here. He needs to get off a boomer.
Becker and Lyons back deep. Here's a kick, much better one by Seely. They signal for the fair catch, and they're going to make it back here at the 34. Falling down with a football, there was Lucas Lyons. So now Norfolk Catholic, who's been, I think, totally outplayed in this ball game by St. Cecilia so far, has a chance to pull even and force an overtime here in Class C1.
Well, prior to that 35-yard touchdown pass, just a skosh over 100 yards of total offense for Norfolk Catholic in the ballgame. They have absolutely been dominated on both sides of the football, but they find themselves only trailing by 8 points, 3:06 left to go. Norfolk Catholic with no timeouts left to go, and St. Cecilia with three. But here we go, the final 3:06 left in this ballgame.
Norfolk Catholic will start the drive with a 36. Here's a play-action pass. They throw it to the far sideline. The ball is going to be knocked down at the St. Cecilia 35. That's a Brozik out in the pattern there for Norfolk Catholic. Back there for Hastings St. Cecilia was Pachaba, number 21. Also Joe Ryan, number 24. They had double coverage on Ethan Brozik. So now it's second down and 10 yards to go. Again, the line of scrimmage is the Norfolk Catholic 36. The Knights with no timeouts here in the fourth quarter.
Boy, and Jeff Beller elects to go for the home run ball on first down as they go out and challenge Joe Ryan again defensively. And the receiver, Brozek, 6'6", they try to go to the big show, and he finds himself being a defender there because Ryan had great position on him. Second down and 10 here for the Knights.
Three wide receivers to the left side. Ketter wants to throw the ball. He does. Wide open, 45-yard line to the 50, and it's a first down. They get the ball swung out there. Man is wide open, grabbing the ball, and picking up the first down was Ben Rosie, number 6, who's into the ball game for the first time there for Norfolk Catholic. He picks up the first down, takes the ball into St. Cecilia territory. First down and 10 at the 49. That's Spencer Siminski over there defensively for the Blue Hawks.
Yeah, and Rosie come through the line of scrimmage, and Siminski picked him up, but he just left Siminski in the dirt as a nice pass by Kettler and was able to get enough for the first down as they inch into St. Cecilia territory. 2:44 left to go.
Kessler throws the ball out here. It's going to be caught by Lucas Lyons. Lyons to the 46-yard line of St. Cecilia. Just a short pickup, 3-yard gain. Dalton Seely into the stop. Paul Gettert for Hastings St. Cecilia. Second down and 7. The clock is running down. 2 minutes and 30 seconds to play. Blue Hawks are hanging on to an 8-point lead. A touchdown and a 2-point conversion would force an overtime session here in the Class C1 state championship ball game. Norfolk Catholic in and out of the huddle. This will be a shotgun formation. Wide receivers left and right. Ketter stands in the pocket, fakes Wentz, throws the ball. He's got a man out here. He hauls it in. Down at the 17-yard line. He hauls it in at the 17-yard line. That is Ethan Brozik. That was a nice pass and a nice catch by Ethan Brozik. And now the St. Cecilia defense has got their backs to the wall.
Ethan Brozik coming in to the fourth quarter with 3 receptions, 39 yards. That one there being the biggest of the afternoon. The big 6'6" junior was able to haul that in over Joe Ryan Ketter with a pass right on the money. And now all of a sudden with the Hawks here, just it seemed like a few minutes ago, with a commanding lead, now holding on by the skin of their teeth with an 8-point lead, and Norfolk Catholic with the ball first to 10 at the Hawk 15.
Plenty of time, 2:07 to play. There's an inside handoff there. They get it to Haybrock, and he's going to take it down to about the 14-yard line. He was stacked up right at the line of scrimmage at the 15, trying to break away, moved it down to the 14. And now St. Cecilia, I think, is going to burn a timeout defensively, or is this
an injury
timeout? All right, yeah. We got a
Ashton Nolte.
Yeah, we got a knight down, and he's going to try to hobble off the field, but he's not going to be able to get there, and down to the turf he goes. So we got an injury timeout, 1:54 to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score, St. Cecilia 26, Norfolk Catholic 18.
Pavelka Truck and Trailer Repair at 1215 East J Street in Hastings is equipped to meet your maintenance and repair needs on all makes of trucks, trailers, RVs, and most large equipment. Their experienced technicians are trained to handle whatever problem you may be experiencing. Their shop is equipped with a service pit to allow technicians easier access to components under vehicles. They also have a state-of-the-art Hunter heavy-duty alignment system to handle your alignment needs on pickups, trucks, trailers, RVs, and buses. Pavelka Truck and Trailer Repair is an associate dealer of International Trucks. Call 462-4600.
1230 KHAS.
Intercepted by St. Cecilia at the 10-yard line, back to the 15 to the 20, and he falls down to the turf.
Wade Dykeman with a huge, huge play. Norfolk Catholic was trying to go to Ethan Brozek, the 6'6" receiver that made the big catch down the far sidelines, and they tried to run him on a slap pattern, and Wade Dykeman read the quarterback Ketter's eyeballs and was able to step in front of that pass and pick it off. He brings it out to the 20-yard line. So with a big buck 43 left to go here in the ball game, a big, big defensive play by Randy Aaron's troops.
Wade Dykeman picks up his second interception of the season. This one comes with a minute and 43 seconds to go as Norfolk Catholic was driving for the potential tying touchdown here in the fourth quarter of the Class C1 state championship ball game. And now Schwenk is going to hand the ball away to Conan across the 25, 26, 27-yard line. Now remember, Norfolk Catholic is out of timeouts, so the clock is running. St. Cecilia will have to snap the ball about to 2 or 3 more times in this ball game, and the Blue Hawks are going to win their second state championship.
Boy, and Ben Conan with a blast up the middle, 2 hands on the football. The only thing that could go wrong here is a ball on the turf, and you can guarantee that Norfolk Catholic's going to be trying to pry that football out, but they can do nothing with the clock because they can just sit there and watch it tick down as we're at a buck 9.
Dykeman is your wide receiver to the right side, but I'm sure St. Cecilia is not going to put the ball in the air. They hand it away to Ben Conan across the 30. That's going to be enough for a first down. Ben Conan picks up the all-important first down, and now the St. Cecilia fans down below us here on the east side of Memorial Stadium, or the west side of Memorial Stadium, starting to celebrate. The St. Cecilia Blue Hawks are going to win the Class C1 State High School Football Championship.
And they'll stop the clock just to get the chains moved once they get them set. And now the official winds the clock. So now at 55 and counting, probably one more this snap and probably one more by the time they set it with the 25-second clock. And now we see the Hawks going into victory formation as Dalton Seeley will go back to his own 14-yard line just to be the safety valve here. Swinka just simply takes a knee.
And he will move all the way back to the 26-yard line to take that knee. AC St. Cecilia is going to win the state championship. Gino, don't jump. It's a long way down.
I tell you what, if you had wings, you'd be flying right now. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
So AC St. Cecilia, the last time they were in the state finals, they won it in 2000. The Hawks get back here. Boy, you think about all the disappointments the past couple of seasons with the old nemesis Pierce knocking the Blue Hawks out a couple of times. And now St. Cecilia gets back here in 2009. They're going to the state championship. We're down to 3-2-1. Congratulations, St. Cecilia. The Blue Hawks have won it. and thanks to a big, big defensive play by Wade Dykeman, Hastings St. Cecilia wins the Class C1 state championship.
Well, and how ironic it is, Mike, it's against one of those nemesis from the Northeast in Norfolk Catholic. We think all the years the Pierce has upended the Blue Hawks going into the semifinals, not allowing them to get to the finals. Pierce has won it the last couple of years. Norfolk Catholic, a very predominant football team up there in the Northeast. We played Crofton from up there. We played Battle Creek from up there this year. But it was the Hawks' year in 2009. Congratulations to Carl Tesmer, Randy Ahrens, and the rest of the coaching staff, all the helpers and all the players. What a tremendous year. They cap it off with an 11-0 season and the Class C1 state championship.
13-0. How's
13-0.
That? So for the, fifth time, Norfolk Catholic, the runner-up. In football, they were the runner-up in 84, 87, 93, and 96. They are denied their seventh state championship here this afternoon as Hastings St. Cecilia completes a 13-0 season as they knock off the Knights out of Norfolk Catholic this afternoon. Final score of 26-18. We'll have more after this.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has 50 years of experience to back up their service so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on auto, home, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings, celebrating 50 years in business.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings, on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
It happens to everyone. Your car isn't running right. It could be the fuel injectors, or it might be the spark plugs. The point is, you want to be confident in your mechanic. You want him to find the problem, fix it, and charge you a fair price. See Haller and Battery and Electric for everything from routine maintenance to complex electrical problems. Rich and the professional auto technicians at Haller and take care of your car, truck, or van. And they're experts at imports, too. People you can trust. Haller and Battery and Electric, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, Hastings St. Cecilia has won the Class C1 State High School Football Championship. The Blue Hawks hanging on down the stretch, Jimmy, to pick up a hard-fought victory over Norfolk Catholic. The Knights, well, we had them ruled out most of the fourth quarter, but they get a big play to come back within 8 points, and then they were driving what seemed to be the tying touchdown if they got the two-point conversion in there, and a big, big defensive play by the St. Cecilia defense, and in particular, Wade Dykeman, who got the interception.
Well, when they had to go to the air, the quarterback, Austin Ketter, you kind of had to figure he was going to be looking for his go-to guy, Ethan Brozek. At 6'6", he was the guy that made the reception over top of Joe Ryan to get it down inside the Hawk 20. And they brought Brozek over to the right side and sent him on a slant pattern. As he got about to the 5-yard line, Dykeman could see it coming, and he jumped right in front of the football. Very risky play to give up the receiver, but Dykeman does a great job. He comes away, and he is the hero for the St. Cecilia Bluehawks right now.
So we'll run down the scoring. We'll get you some final numbers as we move on with our post-game show here this afternoon. St. Cecilia fumbled on their opening play here this afternoon. Dalton Seeley comped it up at the 33-yard line. It was recovered by Norfolk Catholic. They were unable to do anything with the football. They had to settle for a 42-yard field goal, which was good by Drew Farley. And with 9 minutes and 39 seconds to play in the first quarter, it was 3-0 in favor of Norfolk Catholic. And Ben Conan for St. Cecilia gets one back. They recover a fumble down there deep in Norfolk Catholic territory. 3 plays, 29 yards was their drive. Bo Schwenka takes it in from 18 yards out. The point after touchdown was no good. And with 42 seconds to play in the first quarter, St. Cecilia had their first lead of the ball game at 6-3, a lead that they did not give up the rest of the way. Blue Hawks in going 9 plays, 48 yards. In the second quarter, they got a 5-yard touchdown run from Dalton Seeley to make it a 12-3 ball game. That's the way we ended the first half. Norfolk Catholic came right out of the chutes in the second half and went 9 plays, 60 yards in their opening drive of the second half. They got a 12-yard touchdown run from Kelby Sile. The point after touchdown was good. That made the score 12-10 in favor of the Blue Hawks. But then St. Cecilia, on their first possession of the second half, they go 9 plays and 64 yards. They get a 3-yard touchdown run from Dalton Seeley. The point after was good. That made the score 19-10 in favor of the Blue Hawks. St. Cecilia early in the fourth quarter. In fact, the first play of the fourth quarter, they cap off an 8-play, 73-yard drive. 25-yard touchdown from Bo Schwenka. The point after touchdown was good. They made the score 26-10. And then it was Norfolk Catholic coming back late in the fourth quarter. A 26-yard touchdown pass from Austin Ketter to Corey Schaefer. The two-point conversion was good. That pulled Norfolk Catholic within 8 points at 26-18. The Knights kick off. St. Cecilia unable to do anything with the football as they had to punt things away. Norfolk Catholic got the ball back, drove it right down the field. But late in the fourth quarter, Wade Dykeman picks off a pass with a minute and 43 seconds to play in the red zone. And Hastings St. Cecilia able to run out the clock as they win it to win the Class C1 state championship. The final score, Hastings St. Cecilia 26 and the Knights of Norfolk Catholic 18. We'll come back and check the final numbers in the ball game right after this timeout.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings offers our congratulations to the Hastings College Bronco football team on making it to the NAIA tournaments. Our clinic works with all area athletes, keeping them healthy and on top of their game throughout the year. Our therapists are trained to rehabilitate sports injuries and help athletes return to their sport as soon as possible. For all of your physical and occupational therapy needs, stop by our clinic at 207 South Burlington or give us a call at 402-462-8824. PTSR is open from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, the people you know, the name you trust since 1992. Go Broncos!
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA-eligible plans available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Farm Bureau Financial Services is an independent and authorized insurance producer of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in Hastings and South Central Nebraska, call Farm Bureau agent Marty Demuth at 402-462-2920.
This is Pat from Pat's Auto Repair and Towing. We are your AAA approved auto repair facility, the only one in Hastings. At Pat's, our mechanics are ASE certified, so you can count on the job being done right. We are your Exhaust Pro installer, also from routine maintenance to the more complicated problems, we can handle it. Give us a call today at Pass Auto Repair and Towing and Exhaust, 463-9607, 305 South Denver.
And now online at patsautorepair.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, Hastings St. Cecilia wins the Class C1 state championship tonight with an exciting 26-18 win over Norfolk Catholic. Wade Dykeman again picking off a pass with a minute and 43 seconds to play in the red zone as St. Cecilia hangs on for the victory here tonight.
Well, all the excitement's about to take place down in front of us. They're just about done handing the medals out to Norfolk Catholic for the runner-up medals, and St. Cecilia will be getting theirs down in front of us as you'll hear the crowd kick in here momentarily, but it's a lot of excitement down on the Hawks sidelines. We look at the final numbers in the ball game. For the Norfolk Catholic Knights, first downs on the afternoon, 14. Five of them rushing, 9 through the air for Norfolk Catholic. Rushing in the game, 67 yards on 28 rush attempts. So a tremendous job by Randy Aaron's rush defense. They really did the job against the All-State candidate Kelby Sile today. Really kept him in check, as we'll get some individual numbers here momentarily. Passing in the ball game. Ketter was through for 178 yards on 13 of 23 passing, two interceptions in the ball game. Total offense for Norfolk Catholic, 245 yards. The time of possession, 19-19. Got a lot of numbers here on my stat sheet. 19-19 for Norfolk Catholic in the ball game. For the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks, 20 first downs on the afternoon. The Hawks rushed for an amazing 303 yards against the Norfolk Catholic defense on 54 attempts. That's where it was basically all done. Bo Schwenka very effective this afternoon. 5 of 6 passing, no interceptions, and 46 yards. The Hawks racking out 349 total yards of offense. And in the game, 28-41 time of possession for St. Cecilia. We look at some individual leaders for Norfolk Catholic. We talked about Kelby Sile. They kept him in check pretty much all afternoon. 12 carries and only 49 yards. One touchdown for him this afternoon. Bran O'Banion, 2 carries, 10 yards. And Corey Schaefer, 3 carries and 5 yards. Austin Ketter, the quarterback, 8 carries and 22 yards. We mentioned Ketter's numbers at 178. On the receiving end of things, Ethan Brozek, 5 receptions, 74 yards. Tyler Habrock, 4 receptions and 54 yards. Corey Schaefer, 1 reception for 26 on the afternoon. We look for St. Cecilia, the leader in the ball game, the guy that's carried him all year long, the senior, number 5, Dalton Seeley, 19 carries and 115 yards on the ground and 2 touchdowns for the Hawks. Ben Conan with a great afternoon as well, 19 carries, 93 yards. And Bo Schwenka, 7 carries, 79 yards on the afternoon. Schwenka, again, 5 of 6 for 46 yards on the afternoon. Receiving, Dalton Seeley, 3 receptions, 12 yards, and Ben Conan, the 2 running backs combined for 46 yards of receiving on the afternoon. And that's the way the Hawks shaped out. Defensively, the leaders on St. Cecilia, Paul Gettert with 9 total tackles. For Norfolk Catholic, Bran O'Banion with 10 tackles. But again, congratulations and hats off. An undefeated year capped off by the Class C1 state championship for the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. They started this thing out in 2-a-days. Many months ago, and this is what they worked for. And finally, in 9 years, St. Cecilia brings the big trophy back home to Hastings.
And you got to wonder how long Coach Tesmer will keep on cracking these teams out, huh?
Well, that's exactly right. You know, Coach Tesmer, he's just so happy for the kids. He's always happy for the kids, and they really listen for him. And all you've heard around is this is a great group of kids to work with, Randy Aranza being one of them. Just a great bunch of kids, and you just wonder how many more years Coach Tesmer will hang on. But he's in the limelight right now. He has another state championship. Congratulations to him and his hardworking staff.
Coach Tesmer right now on the podium, which is located right behind the St. Cecilia bench here on the west side of Memorial Stadium. And the Blue Hawks are just about ready to receive their medals. Coach Tesmer will present a medal to each of his team members as they approach the stand one by one. So this will take some time to get the Blue Hawks through the medal process, and then they'll be presented with a Class C1 state championship trophy here as they knock off Norfolk Catholic this afternoon by the score of 26-18. Stick around. We've got our player of the game coming up in our coaches postgame show. You're listening to high school football today on 1230 KHAS and on the ESPN Superstation, 1550 KICS and 1460 KXPN.
Play-by-play of tonight's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's postgame show on Hastings Link to Local Sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
Hey Mary, Angie, did you girls know Thomas Jefferson designed a macaroni machine?
No way!
Yeah, sure did. Lots of other interesting stuff too. Maybe we can hook up later and talk about it.
All right!
Wow, Peter is so buff now.
So, history buff. Been working out at loc.gov.
What's that?
Library of Congress website. Cool films, archival photos, funky music downloads, fun facts.
Guess that explains why he's picking up more than historical dates these days.
Ooh, look!
There's Todd.
Hey, you two. You know, music's come a long way since Thomas Edison invented the concrete phonograph cabinet in 1912. Want to go to a concert Friday?
Sure! Swoon!
Todd's buff now, too.
So, history buff.
Want to get really history buff? Visit loc.gov, the Library of Congress website, and find out more about history, America's great national pastime. A public service message brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
And 93 yards today, Bo Schwenka. He had 7 carries and 74 yards, a couple of touchdowns in the football game. He also threw 5 of 6 today as he passes for another 46 yards. So those guys, all the offensive standouts. You go to the defensive side of things. Paul Gennert, as usual, leads the way defensively for the Blue Hawks. And Wade Dykeman, the guy who picks off the pass in the red zone in the final stages of the ball game to save the day for Hastings St. Cecilia, all candidates for our player of the game. We'll come back and name our winners right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Our offensive player of the game for Hastings St. Cecilia tonight will be Dalton Seely. He leads the team in rushing, 19 carries, 106 yards in the ball game tonight. Also scored a couple of touchdowns, had a run of 5 yards in the second quarter, had a run of 3 yards in the third quarter. So Dalton Seely goes 19 carries, 106 yards, and 2 touchdowns in the ball game. He's our offensive player of the game. On defense, you go with the guy who really saved the day for Hastings St. Cecilia, Wade Dykeman, as he picks off the pass with a minute and 43 seconds to play down here around the 10 or 12 yard line as Norfolk Catholic was driving the ball. They had the ball in the red zone of St. Cecilia for their potential game tying score. But Wade Dykeman picks off the pass and saves the day for Hastings St. Cecilia. Wade Dykeman will be our defensive player of the game, and Dalton Seely takes the offensive honors as St. Cecilia wins their second football championship in Class C1. They did it in 2000. They do it again in 2009 as they knock off Norfolk Catholic tonight by a score of 26-18. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to High School Football.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer. Give them a call at 462-9190. That's 462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show up next on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Thanksgiving, that wonderful time of year when family and friends gather for feasting, fun, and giving thanks. This year, let Bob Sass Flowers help you enjoy the memories with a beautiful fall centerpiece. Celebrate the warm togetherness of family with a fresh autumn arrangement or peppermint fall centerpiece accented with decorative candles. And Bob Sass Flowers can help you with all your holiday home decorating ideas. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd in Hastings. Call 462-2179.
When you're looking for flooring that's best in style, best in value, and best in show, the winner is Lee's, the only carpet with a 25-year no-exclusion stain warranty. You'll find Lee's at Jacoby Carpet One in Hastings and Kearney. Got pets or kids? No worries. Nothing can keep Lee's from looking its brand new best. If you manage to stain a Lee's carpet, we'll replace it. Shop Jacoby Carpet One and discover the entire line of Lee's styles and colors. And with 3 years interest-free financing, you can afford to do the whole house and be ready for the holidays. Jacoby Carpet One, downtown Hastings and Kearney.
See store for details.
This is the Coach's Postgame Show, presented by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
Back at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, again, Hastings St. Cecilia wins the Class C1 State High School Football Championship. They hang on to beat Norfolk Catholic on a final score of 26-18. So St. Cecilia wins their second championship, the last one coming in 2000. Norfolk Catholic will finish fifth. Well, actually, they'll finish second for the fifth time in their school's history. They were runner-up in football in 1984, 87, 93, 96. And now in 2009, they were denied their seventh state championship by Hastings St. Cecilia. As the Blue Hawks are just now receiving their state championship trophy. They hang it high in the air, a proud team that finished 13-0 here this season. And other than the ball game last week, Jimmy, with Broken Bow, that they beat them in the semifinals 14-12, the Blue Hawks really controlled their entire season, steamrolled most of their opponents, and they had to hang on here in the state championship ball game. Maybe a little bit more exciting than what we had hoped midway through the fourth quarter, but they hang on and pick up the 26-18 win.
Well, it really was, Mike, and you go back to so many of the games we did this season and just not even having anybody contest the Blue Hawks all season long, as Dalton Seeley racked up some huge, huge numbers on the season, just outstanding for him, Ben Conan as well. But hats off to that offensive line. We've talked about them all year long. They really stood up to the challenge today. They had a great ball game, a great game plan coming out onto this this field today, and they just did a great job. And obviously a lot more fire in the Blue Hawks today than what there was last week. And if you're going to have a bad performance in the playoffs, you might as well have it anything other than the finals. And last week, as the semifinals, Broken Bow fought hard. They couldn't come away with the victory, but the Hawks coming out today, and they get by the skin of their teeth by 8 points, 26-18.
Dalton Seeley is going to end the year with 1,894 yards. Ben Conan is going to be over 1,000. So those guys rushed the football all season long, and they got almost a 2,000-yard rusher and a 1,000-yard rusher. Those guys flat do the job for the Blue Hawks this year.
Yeah, that is tremendous. And not only blocking for Seeley and for Conan with outstanding years, Bo Swinka with a great year as well, throwing the football around. They were able to build a nice pocket around him and protect their quarterback all season long. But, boy, a lot of seniors graduate, but what a way to send them out. Not going to even worry about next season. And Kevin Usher is going to have to wait a few more days anyway to get his troops out on the basketball court. And what a whale of a basketball team the Hawks ought to have again this year. But, boy, they're going to have to build onto the state championship cases there at St. Cecilia High School.
Kevin Usher wanted me to make this announcement. The basketball practice starts tomorrow.
Tomorrow, okay.
Tomorrow, right after school.
All right.
So, just kidding. Just kidding. I'm sure they'll have a couple of days off. By the way, the basketball season starts next Friday. So, you're looking to that point. They have a tough part of the season right at the beginning for the basketball team. I'm sure that's the furthest thing from their minds here tonight as they wrap up the state championship. Naturally, we'd love to have the coaches' post-game show, but they're going through the congratulatory things down on the field here with the NSAA and things like that. But we'll take a break and come back. Again, St. Cecilia wins it tonight over Norfolk Catholic, the final of 26-18. We'll have more after this.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply, Incorporated.
So Hastings St. Cecilia now getting their pictures taken out here at about the 45 or 50-yard line, and the ceremony will be over. The Hawks can board the bus and take the hardware back to Hastings as they win it tonight by the score of 26-18. Two pretty good football games that we've seen so far this afternoon, with Ponca winning the Class C1 state title today with a win over Hardington Cedar Catholic 14-13 in overtime. And the ball game preceding this one, we got one more yet to come.
Yeah, we don't expect anything different out of that, as we've got to be able to cover the Aurora Huskies. We were able to do them twice this year against the Adams Central Patriots, where they came up victorious in Adams Central, or Aurora, trying to cap off an undefeated season for head coach Randy Hubert and defend their Class B state championship against Matt Terman's Omaha Scut Ball Club. So that ought to be a whale of a Class B football game coming up here next.
That is a 7:15 start here at Memorial Stadium, and we invite you to join Jimmy and I. We'll have the broadcast coming up 7 o'clock starting time. We will have that on ESPN 1550 KICS, also on ESPN 1460 KXPN. That broadcast starting at 7 o'clock tonight from here at Memorial Stadium. We've got Husker basketball coming up here in just a few minutes here on 1230 KHAS. UMKC is in Lincoln. They'll take on Nebraska, just an earshot away here from Memorial Stadium. That ball game will get underway at 7 o'clock with a 6:04 pregame show tonight here on 1230 KHAS. But for the second time in the school's history, Hastings St. Cecilia wins the state championship in football as they knock off the Knights out of Norfolk Catholic tonight by the score of 26-18. For Gene Shaw, for Jimmy Purcell, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Lincoln.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.